excited to have you on board today. A lot happening over here that we're going to catch you up on this beautiful Tuesday morning. So thank you for joining us. As many of you guys know, it's been kind of a crazy last couple of days, catching up on a lot of sound bites. The president just doing an interview with Politico a couple of moments ago that actually dropped. So we've been kind of sifting through the sound bites, and we've got a couple of important ones for you all to hear. We'll be doing that at the very top of the program today. So I'm excited that you guys are joining us for that, of course. But a lot of other things going on around the world today. As many of you guys know, the J6 pipe bomber story, the suspect, well, he's got a weird thing that he's into. A very weird thing. And just because of that little weird thing, I don't know if I buy the narrative. I'm going to give you the latest on that. It's another one of those weird cartoon anime things that we always find looped into a lot of these alleged terrorists. I don't know how else to describe it. I'm going to show it to you because, like, my mind is blown today. But I'm told that that's actually a new thing these days. Apparently all the young guys are doing it. You'll have to hear the story. This is my friend George Hill who put this together for me. Okay, he's into My Little Pony. I don't know. Did you sleep better last night knowing that this guy was taken off the streets? It just, nothing adds up. They're not really selling me on this one. So I'll break down that story for you later today as well. We'll also be talking about the big announcement that came out last night. I don't know if you heard. Jasmine Crockett is running for U.S. Senate. This is good news if you're Ken Paxton. You're looking to win by an absolute landslide. The woman, obviously, not very intelligent, not very bright. She's apparently an attorney, which you just assume at this point is just like a lower set of standards that she had to go through. Because when you hear her speak, she's an absolute idiot. But again, it's all fake. It's all staged. She's trying to be like a ghetto prom queen. But the reality of it is she went to some of the top schools, private schools. Well, she's running for U.S. Senate. But she doesn't understand the math here, right? Because the reality of it is Texas technically is still a red state. And her announcement video is, I mean, it's literally all about her. She's obviously loving herself because nobody else will. And then she has this audio of President Trump calling her low IQ playing. And that's her big announcement video. Now, the best part about this is she doesn't really know the numbers. She has no idea the simple fact that President Trump won Texas with the majority of voters supporting him. And she is like, well, I'm not going to do anything to win over Trump supporters. So how are you going to win? How are you going to win? I'll play everything for you because it's pretty absurd. This woman is not very bright. Doesn't really understand how elections work. Or maybe she does. Plus, Piers Morgan and Nick Fuentes had a little bit of a debate yesterday. And by a little bit, I mean Piers Morgan read his producer's talking points, and Nick Fuentes like laughingly responded because he knows that Piers Morgan is a fossil. Piers Morgan has no idea about the political climate that we're in right now here in the United States. He has no idea about what you and I go through, average Americans, because he lives in his little sheltered, gated communities far, far away from everyone else. But he wants to lecture you about multiculturalism and living with the invaders. He thinks that you should be forced to do just that. So again, not really the best debate that I've ever seen, but that's not Nick Fuentes' fault. That is literally all on Piers Morgan. He's an absolute, I would just say, treasonous pig. Seems to fit these days. He sacrificed his own people, his own girls, his own women because, well, he wants Indian food. We got a lot to discuss today and in a little bit. Don't go anywhere. 3 hours packed ahead, by the way. Tario joining us, Enrique Tario joining us to talk with the prosecutor in his case. Well, now she's prosecuting the J6 pipe bomber suspect. It's not going to go well, folks. It's not going to go well. The interview will go well, but not that case. More in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot happening over here. Thanks for jumping on. Just moments ago, we got an interview from President Donald Trump. He just sat down with Politico, a couple of clips we wanted to make sure you saw. We'll put that up in just a few moments. For now, though, I want to remind you all today, on today's show, we got an incredible guest, one of my good friends coming on with us. Enrique Tarrio will be on in just a few moments because Tarrio's got a lot to sound off on. Remember that corrupt prosecutor who went after him and the other members of the Proud Boys? Well, guess what? She hasn't been fired. She hasn't been fired. And she's actually now going to be prosecuting the J6 pipe bomber suspect. She's good if you want a fixed narrative or if you want, a very corrupt prosecutor, allegedly, of course, because you have to say the word allegedly there. But she's been accused of several misconducts over the years, including involving General Michael Flynn as well. And so now she's still employed. We reached out to the DOJ for comment on that. Of course, they did not want to speak out. President Trump was actually asked, thankfully, yesterday. We'll play that clip for you in about 20 minutes. A lot more happening, too. Jasmine Crockett announcing that she's running for the U.S. Senate. It's an absolute clown show, as one would assume. But if you're Ken Paxton, this is good news. Good news. Because this low-IQ'd woman is going to be a landslide victory because she doesn't even understand simple math. She's running on her campaign that she just launched is running on the, do you hate President Trump enough? Well, if you do, vote for me. Well, guess what? Not going to work out well for her. Why? Well, because she hasn't seen the numbers. Because Texans do not hate President Trump. In fact, he won the state in 2024 election by the majority, of course, and she's just not understanding it. But the soundbite that's going to make your jaw drop when you hear about how dumb she is. When she's asked about the numbers and how she plans on winning over Trump supporters. She ain't got to win them over. All right. We also got a lot more to catch you up on, too. Tina Peters, I'll detail the very latest, but a federal judge just tossing out her latest efforts to be freed. I'll bring that to you in a little bit as well during today's show. Also, Pierce Morgan, he got dragged yesterday by Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes appearing on his show because I guess Steven Crowder kind of pressured him a little bit to have him on the show. So now he sat down yesterday. They did a remote debate, and I wouldn't even call it a debate. I'd say that Pierce Morgan read the notes that his producers provided him with, which are all just Nick Fuentes viral clips. They did zero research into the guy. And if you're Nick Fuentes, you just kind of got to laugh it off. I don't even know why we allow Pierce Morgan into the space. I don't know why conservatives go on his show. Yes, I believe in carrying a dialogue, but the reality is this guy doesn't even, he's not even American. Why do we give him and extend this to him to weigh in on our politics? Why? Well, because he can't criticize his own politics or else he'd go to prison. So he has to turn to us because he won't get locked up if he goes after our politicians, of course, and our way of life. And as you assume, he spent the bulk of the time defending the invaders, as he always does. Never misses an opportunity. So we'll play a couple of clips from that later in the show as well. Let me just tell you what's on the president's agenda for today. President Trump is attending the vice president's Christmas reception. That will be at 3:15 p.m. Eastern time today. The president will also be delivering remarks on the economy at 6:10 p.m. Eastern today. Now, that will be in Pennsylvania. So he will be heading over there. Now, as I mentioned in the open of the show, just moments ago, we got a interview from Politico. Politico sat down with President Trump and did a quite the lengthy interview. They got to a couple of key topics here. But specifically, they went after him for Venezuela. Obviously, as many of you guys know, the president has decided that he is going to make this a top priority, stopping the flow of drugs from Venezuela into the United States. Although the bulk of our drugs don't come from Venezuela, but that still doesn't really matter to the president, unfortunately. He is hyper-focused on going after Venezuela, and Politico decided to grill him on it. Take a listen to clip 17 and how the president responded.
Can you rule out an American ground invasion?
I don't want to rule in or out. I don't talk about it. Why would I talk to you, an extremely unfriendly publication, if you want to call it Politico, that got $8 million from Obama to keep it afloat? Why would I do that? Why would I talk about that to Politico? I mean, I'm doing this because you picked me as a man.
I'm asking for transparency for their American people, because a lot of folks are. Well, people are wondering what is.
I am the most transparent politician maybe in the world.
A lot of folks are wondering what our goals are in Venezuela.
Sure, but I don't want to talk to you about military strategy.
Well, may I ask them?
It's so uncomfortable. It's such an uncomfortable interview. He's been very much on the ball when it comes to going after a lot of these journalists, I will say, when they ask stupid questions because they're trying to spin a narrative and insert words into his mouth while they're in front of the president. He does do a good job at pushing back on that front. But the Venezuela thing, it's kind of interesting. It's a very, very interesting angle here. I want to also... This very interesting clip came up. It's President Trump talking about Vladimir Zelensky, and ultimately he's accusing the Ukrainian leader of not even reading the peace agreement that he's brought forward. Now, again, folks, President Trump making it a top priority to bring peace to the region and end this war. And according to him, Zelensky hasn't even read it. Take a listen.
Last night you said that you weren't sure if President Zelensky was fine with the most recent proposal, that he isn't ready. I was hearing from your advisors around Thanksgiving that they thought this thing might be wrapped up by the end of the holiday, but it's still not done. Is Zelensky responsible for the stalled progress, or what's going on there?
Well, he's got to read the proposal. He hadn't written, really, he hasn't read
it yet. The most recent draft.
That's as of yesterday. And maybe he's read it over the night. It would be nice if he would read it. You know, a lot of people are dying, so it would be really good if he'd read it. His people loved the proposal. They really liked it. His lieutenants, his top people. They liked it, but they said he hasn't read it yet. I think he should find time to read it.
Is it time for Ukraine to hold an election, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a long time. It's hasn't been doing particularly well. Yeah, I think it's time. I think it's an important time to hold an election. You know, they're using war not to hold an election, but
Remember when they told you that Ukraine was fighting this war to defend their democracy? No elections for them. You see, here's the problem, right? And I like that President Trump called it out, because the Ukrainian people do not actually side with Zelensky. It's been very obvious from day one that they want this war to end. They've literally been dragging men off the streets and throwing them into this fight, and they are done with this. They are done with this. You know, Zelensky, obviously a career actor, continues to go out there and continues to sit there and egg all of this on. But the people in Ukraine want this to end. The problem is he doesn't want it to end, and that's the reason why he will not hold an election. He's using this all as an excuse. And time again, guess what? He is going to drag this on. That's why this latest corruption case is getting so close to Zelensky yet again. Yet again. We shouldn't be sitting here and hoping that he reads the information that the president has just put in front of him regarding the peace deal. We should be forcing him to read it. I'm just so tired of this. You know, we had, obviously, Sonia Lobosko, who gave us this footage of the cemeteries in Ukraine right now with the 20-something-year-old Ukrainian men and women who have lost their lives in all of this. The bulk of them, obviously, being the men. But again, what's going on here? Why are we sitting here and allowing him to continue this on? He's obviously a bloodthirsty individual, doesn't care about the preservation of lives, and we're sitting here waiting for him to read a peace deal? No, you read that peace deal right now, or else we'll have you arrested, because we know that you stole our money. You stole American taxpayer money. I don't know how many more times we need to talk about this. The corruption is way too close to Zelensky, the ones that are being exposed right now, for us to sit here and pretend like he wasn't in on this either. There's ample evidence that he was. Every day this war drags on, more Russians and Ukrainians are being slaughtered. And they don't want to know in this fight at all. In fact, Russia is running out of so many people that they've actually started importing Africans. It's absolutely devastating and disgusting to see, but we should not be sitting here and pretending like these people are patriots who are just trying to fight to preserve their country from Russia. This fight should have ended a very long time ago, and we must force this war to end. See, President Trump is tough on some people. And it's quite strange who he picks fights with, because I do not understand it, right? Because we just saw Alina Haba, who was the interim U.S. attorney in New Jersey, resign because she was not able to be the acting U.S. attorney anymore. She's faced several legal challenges over the matter, and she's just stepping away from it. She apparently is still going to be working with the DOJ, but she's stepping away from it. Why can't you get her confirmed? Why can't you get Lindsey Holligan confirmed over in Virginia? Well, of course, because there's senators who continue to hold up the president's agenda. We see time and time again he has his picks, like he wanted Matt Gaetz to run the AG's office. Couldn't get the senators to come together on that one. So what happened? Well, nothing. Nothing. Just toss your hand up and say, it's going to cost me too much political capital to get Republican senators to confirm my picks as president of the United States. But when he does funnel his energy into something, it's usually going after people who have been loyal to him, particularly Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. He's been fired up about MTG, going after her repeatedly. And although I'd say she's been respectful in interviews, but obviously there's a feud here that's worth addressing, because he continuously goes after her, calling her a traitor. I mean, you can't just sit here and sit on your hands and say, I'm not going to punch back. You've got to. In clip 19, he gave us his very latest take on MTG. Take a listen.
I answer that. Let me just tell you something. I've watched stupid people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, or some people call her Taylor Greene. Some people call her Taylor Brown, because Green sometimes turns to Brown, which isn't nice. But I've watched her say that he spends too much time on foreign. Well, by doing that, and first of all, it doesn't take a lot of time. I made one trip. I brought back trillions of dollars on that one trip. I stopped in Japan. I stopped in South Korea. I met with President Xi and ended
what could have been a big trouble. You went to the Middle East. I was on that trip with you.
Went to the Middle East. I brought back $3 trillion from the Middle East. I sold many Boeing airplanes on that trip, like 300. When I go on a trip, I only have one place in mind. It's the United States. So when, you know, people with low IQs like Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's a low IQ person, when she says it's too, but she was a loyal person until I wasn't able to answer her phone calls, because I'm just too busy to answer people's phone calls. You can't call me three times a day. And it's just, you know, not appropriate when I have, you know, over 200 congressmen, 53 senators, 212 countries. You know, all of these people are calling, and a family. Actually, the family suffers. It's harder for me to call back the family. But when you think of what I've done, remember rare earths and the problem with magnets and all of these things that was going to shut down the whole world. I worked it out with President Xi. We have a good relationship. I worked it out with President Xi.
So
very favorable to the United States.
Does come back to the economy
wait a minute.
The U.S., right?
You made a statement, though, that I devote too much time to outside of the United States. I've made a fortune for the United States by focusing on things
outside.
And
to be clear, that's not my statement. That's just what some of your supporters and some others have said.
Well, then, you know, I can't imagine their supporters, because I made a fortune and spent very little time. All of my time is spent here. Most of my time is spent here. But when I do go outside, it's only going outside for here. For instance, settling and solving the problem with China, that has a huge effect in the United States. Making deals with Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, all of these countries, you're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars. So I guess I could say, let's not deal with anybody. We wouldn't have much of a country. Much of an economy. We make a lot of money.
So let's step in on this. The president has spent a lot of time overseas. And yes, I do understand the rare earth mineral argument here. But again, why are we negotiating with China on this front? Again, I know what they have done for this country in regards to this. They've controlled this industry. But we here on U.S. soil, do have an abundance of rare earth minerals. It's a matter of just cutting down the regulations and being able to become our own source for that. But back to the core of this, where he decided to call Marjorie Taylor Greene a low IQ individual. I cannot stand hearing this. I cannot stand hearing this because he goes after people like MTG who are being critical. And just to be clear, he's citing that he wasn't happy because she was calling him several times. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case. I think it was the Epstein thing that really got him fired up. Obviously, Democrats were politicizing the Jeffrey Epstein document dump. That's why you don't hear from them anymore now that it's been passed and signed into law. They've all shut up about it. They moved on to the Venezuela argument here because that was just one of their political stunts, their latest political stunts. But the reality of it is MTG's not low IQ. You just have a disagreement with her and then you decide to call her names. She's a very loyal woman who has been dragged through the ringer. I mean, they have gone after her personal life, tried to embarrass her with her sex life. And so some conversations are worth having in private, not putting it on blast and going after people publicly. So many people have lost the art of communicating with those who they may be in a disagreement with. Continuously calling her low IQ, stupid, or a traitor is what you would describe Lindsey Graham as if you understood Lindsey Graham was and is. So he sits back and he goes after these people, and it's quite disturbing to see. It really, really is. Again, you don't have to agree with MTG on everything, but folks, she's not a bad person. She's not a bad person. She's not worth this. But now she's stepping away. Good luck out there. You don't have a fighter like MTG, and who else is going to fight for him in Congress? I can't even think of one person. Every fighter that we have has left. They've left. Because it's so swampy. It's so disgusting. And you got to sit back and watch all these people make their way into the Oval Office. These corrupt individuals. Big pharma CEOs. Foreign leaders who are corrupt. Obviously, I would never use the word former myself, but the Al-Qaeda terrorist who's now running Syria because our CIA hand-selected him, so now we're going to pretend like he's the president of Syria all of a sudden. I mean, it's worth criticizing. This is not stuff that should be dismissed. And we're not a cult. You can sit here and criticize somebody without being called a name or being targeted. She's not going after him personally. She's targeting him for what he has done over these last few weeks. And everyone, I mean, his polling numbers. We had Rasmussen reports on yesterday, Mark Mitchell is looking at what's happening right now in the White House and saying, I didn't vote for that. I didn't vote for that. See, this is the problem. When critics are pushed out of your inner circle, like Marjorie Taylor Greene was, when it came to key issues, now you just have an echo chamber of individuals who are probably very likely people close to them who are probably taking in all of these consulting fees from lobbyists and other groups, and then they regurgitate what they need to regurgitate around you. You know, there was a clip, a very interesting clip, and it was about Lindsey Graham getting really fired up about the vaccines. I'm trying to remember who it was, who he was talking about in the clip. But they said they had a meeting with President Trump, and Lindsey Graham got really, really fired up, called him a conspiracy theorist. Oh, it was John Rich, the country singer. And he told the president why he was being booed whenever he brought up the jabs. And Lindsey Graham got very aggressive and very upset and said that that's a conspiracy theory. And then just continued to target him as if he was a crazy man. Now, John Rich, obviously, a warm-blooded Southern gentleman, went after Lindsey Graham for being a hot pile of trash. And it didn't go well for Lindsey Graham because then he did bow down like the coward he is. But folks, this is the problem. The problem is he has an echo chamber around him. And very, very few people are willing to call this out. Very few people. So as we continue to sit back and watch all of this go down, just remember, folks, just remember, there are people who have tried to speak out to the president and tried to get his attention. Chances are those aren't the people who are personally profiting off of any of this. Those who are in his inner circle are the ones who are profiting the most. I can promise you that. Now, again, opinion. But I remember under his first term, everyone was getting these consulting fees. So that's the reason why you have what's going on right now. He doesn't have a sense of reality that the American people do not like what they are seeing. When he tells you that he's going to bring in 600,000 CCP spies and students to keep our colleges and universities afloat, conservatives don't like our colleges and universities because we know what it is. It's been an indoctrination system for a very, very long time now. So if we lose our colleges and universities, guess what? We don't care, but he doesn't know that because he's not paying attention. You see, Fox News doesn't cover any of that. Although Laura Ingraham has done a great job when she does get in front of the president at reminding him of that, he just dismisses it as, Laura, we're just going to disagree. But most Americans see through that. We understand the CCP threat, and we do not like the fact that he's going to smuggle in 600,000 to our colleges and universities. You see, we continue to sit here and say things like, trying to make America great again. There's nothing a part of that that makes America great. Has he lost his way? I think he has. And again, you don't want to be a total black pill, but the reality of it is what we're seeing, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. So we'll continue to follow that as it develops. Folks, in just a few moments, we're going to have Enrique Tarrio on the show because, man, oh man, a lot going on with this J6 pipe bomber suspect. Brian Cole Jr., that's the individual who has been arrested. He is now charged with making these explosive devices. The very latest comes from the New York Post, the Post claiming that he is someone who is a highly active My Little Pony fan. You heard that right. He's apparently obsessed with the toys, which are marketed towards young girls. He makes, apparently, according to them, several cartoons and posts them constantly on social media. He's uploaded at least 87 images to one platform. And it's quite strange. Quite strange. Now, of course, there are reports that his family claims he's autistic. And if we just scroll down, actually, you guys will see some of the images he's made. I mean, it's very, very strange. Now, again, this is someone who they claim is autistic. It's not selling me. Nothing is selling me on this desire guy. Nothing is selling me at this point. So we're going to continue to follow the story. But again, the New York Post claiming that he had this weird obsession with My Little Ponies. Now, also keep in mind, too, there's a lot of people on the dark web, a lot of evil people on the dark web who do have these types of obsessions with these fictional characters, these children characters. And so maybe there's a linkage there. But again, it's really, really strange. I think the mastermind who's avoided getting caught by the federal government, the man who's obsessed with My Little Pony, is quite strange. All right, like I mentioned, Enrique Tarrio is joining us in just a few moments. Do not go anywhere. In the meantime, though, head on over right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Right now, we have some incredible sales going on just for a couple more hours. It's going to end soon. 40% off colostrum. That's going to go away in just a few moments. Literally just a few moments. So head on over right now to TheAlexJonesStore.com if you haven't indulged in this sale, because it will not last probably even for the second hour of the show. So go over there right now.
So you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, what, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day.
Right.
And pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the Alex Jones store. com.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited populous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at the AlexJonesStore.com.
American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. Happy Tuesday, everyone. All right, a lot going on all around the world. Let's buckle down, though, on the prosecution of that J6 pipe bomber suspect. Because, well, what I told you earlier in the show, I'm not totally buying the individual that they have mentioned, framed, whatever you want to say, as the suspect in all of this. I've read through the criminal complaint. It's zero physical evidence, but a lot of, well, we pinned his cell phone. He made these purchases through credit card records. And it's not a slam dunk. I don't think you're going to get a D.C. liberal jury to convict this 30-year-old man who just happens to apparently be a fan of My Little Pony. Actually, it's more of an obsession, according to the New York Post. They've been the ones that have uncovered all of this, and it's bizarre, but I'm told that this still might mean that he is the perp. There's a lot of, like, weird things that go on the dark web, so it's possible. But, again, do you think a guy who's been obsessed with My Little Pony for years now is someone who was the mastermind behind the J6 pipe bombings? Or bombs, I should say. And this image, courtesy of my good friend, FBI whistleblower George Hill. This is probably what he wore when he was making those pipe bombs, allegedly. although we can't confirm. But interesting enough, folks, it's not just about the actual suspect that I want to keep your attention to. It's the woman who's prosecuting this case. Jocelyn Ballantyne, she's the individual we called in the question yesterday because she's the one who's supposed to be the prosecutor on this case. Now, if that name sounds familiar, that's because she's been accused of a lot of, let's just say, unethical things. She's been accused previously of putting the wrong ID number. Remember when General Michael Flynn was supposed to get his charges dismissed and there was a delay? Well, apparently she was the attorney that had to defend why the DOJ was dragging it on. Obviously, even Bill Barr thought that was outrageous at the time, who was the AG at the time. But then if you're someone who maybe was a J6 persecuted victim of the DOJ, you might know who she is, especially if you're a member of the Proud Boys who were put on trial because of her. She was the prosecutor behind the case, and there was a lot of issues regarding her, well, how she prosecuted the case in the first place. I want to get into the specifics of that, too, because, folks, I sat down for Steven Crowder. Steven Crowder had me do a sit-down interview, which I was very thankful for, with Enrique Tarrio once he got let out of prison. As many of you know, Tarrio was pardoned by President Trump. And for Ladder with Crowder, I did a sit-down interview with Tarrio exclusively. And he mapped out what we have heard, what I've heard Tarrio talk about a lot. And it's always been consistent in his claims. This woman apparently was the one who slid over an agreement that if Tarrio didn't want to go to prison, all he had to do was comply with the narrative that was on that paper. That narrative being President Trump helped orchestrate January 6th via a third party, an individual between the two of them, and he was a part of all of this. Now, Tarrio, knowing that was a lie, apparently said no. And what happened there? Well, he was sentenced to 22 years in prison. But it's interesting because President Trump was actually asked about this yesterday by the very, very gutsy reporter, Kara Castronova, over at Lindell TV. And in clip 16, President Trump responded to this corrupt prosecutor, alleged corrupt prosecutor, I should say. Take a listen.
And how do you feel about the lead prosecutor on the pipe bomber case? Jocelyn Ballantyne is the same prosecutor that allegedly asked the J6er to lie to frame you for J6 when you did nothing wrong. What are your thoughts?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that question. It's sort of a statement, and I appreciate it very much. Jocelyn is being looked at. They all have to be looked at. What they're doing is so bad. This was a whole Democrat hoax. The whole thing was a Democrat hoax, and it's all being looked at. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it sounds good that it's all being looked at, but why are we allowing her to continue to prosecute crimes in D.C.? Well, I reached out to the DOJ for comments, and unfortunately, Judge Pirro, as many of you guys know, she is the one leading the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. Well, her office did not get back to us when we requested some more information on all of this to make sure that they knew who this woman was. Simply want to know, why does she still have a job within your office? And unfortunately, they did not respond. Which is quite strange, because they are a very responsive office. They could have said no comment. They could have said, oh, we're still investigating her. We're still looking into the allegations she's facing. But instead, they chose not to respond. Very, very interesting strategy. Joining me to discuss is Enrique Tarrio. He's here to react to the news, of course, that his former prosecutor is now going to be leading the prosecution of this individual who apparently put down pipe bombs in D.C. And Tarrio, you know, I've read through the criminal complaint and I'll get your reaction to it specifically because you and I have been in communications for a long time now in regards to the Blaze report and then now this. And the timeline is suspicious because as soon as the Blaze puts out who they guessed was the J6 pipe bomber, who they suspected was, then all of a sudden the FBI comes out and says, no, here we go. This is the person. And according to the court documents that were filed earlier this week, we found out that this individual was allegedly ID'd back in 2021 and then cleared. So what do you make of all of this thus far?
So, Bree, I don't know what to believe. There's just so much information on this. It's overwhelming. Is it the individual named by the Blaze? You know, I don't know. Is it this individual with My Little Pony obsession, which actually is pretty big news when we're talking about a D.C. jury? I think if he was a Trump supporter, I think they wouldn't have a chance to beat this case. But now that we're talking that the guy was a brony, there might be a chance that he actually gets exonerated for in this case. But your focus is right. I want to focus on the team, things that we could change, things that we do know. We do know that Jocelyn Ballantyne, in my case, ordered the destruction of 338 pieces of evidence. We know that she had a major slip up and gave us confidential information, which ended up being information that was hidden from us that showed that the FBI was listening in to attorney-client privilege phone calls. They had a bias against us from the beginning. They were angry at the amount of support that we were getting from you guys, the InfoWars listeners, and the people from the Trump community. And this person, you know, I knew he said he was going to fire a whole bunch of people. And Pam Bondi said she was going to clean house. And one of the first people, I got super excited. One of the first people I thought of, I'm like, oh, my God, Jocelyn Ballantyne's finally going to lose her job. Maybe be prosecuted. No, she's being promoted. Yeah. She's been given, right now, this is the biggest case to come out of January 6th, which is a January 6th pipe bomber case. Is this guy it? I don't know. But I will tell you, if he's it, this isn't the person to prosecute it. We saw it throughout our case with all the fumbles, right? Let's take my personal animus away for just a second about this person that put me in a cage for 3 years. If I take my personal animus away, you start seeing the mistakes that she made throughout the 6-month trial. And in a trial that's not directly Trump related or Trump supporters, those fumbles might cost this prosecution. And at the end of the day, it's going to cost the American people the truth about what happened on January 5th with this Python. Is this person it? Maybe. Did he work alone? I don't think so. Just everything points to this person working with somebody else. Like I don't know. You saw the pictures of the actual pipe bombs,
yeah.
And they were built exactly like the training dummy. There's a lot of inconsistencies. A 60-second timer. So it's really concerning. And I actually some people said, "Oh, the president's non-answer." I thought that was actually a good answer. I think that now he's going to look into Jocelyn Ballantyne, and I'm hoping the DOJ does the right thing and terminates her. But there's another person involved here that's pretty interesting. It's Special Agent Hanek, which was a special agent in charge of our case, is also in charge of this case, and was the special agent that actually interviewed this gentleman, Mr. Cole. So the roll of the dice, we were joking with my four other guys yesterday, and we said the roll of the dice is that this guy gets Judge Timothy Kelly, and then we could get the entire Proud Boys prosecution team all under one roof, and this guy might get exonerated.
Well, you guys have to show up to his court dates. I think that
I will be there.
Yeah.
I will be there.
Yeah.
I will be there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such a crazy circumstance, right? Because, President Trump, his response, maybe he just wasn't prepared for the question itself, or he wasn't aware. Obviously he's got a lot on his plate. So there's that element to it all. So we're hoping this is on his radar, but the fact that this woman was literally gunning for him and was trying her very best to go after him and work with Jack Smith's office and to try to nail an indictment and nail some type of allegedly BS agreement. I'm sure you weren't the only one too, Tari. I'm sure there were other people involved in all of this too who were aware that she was trying to, or what everyone was trying to do, trying to pin President Trump down and trying to make it seem like he orchestrated J6. I mean, this wasn't something that was limited to just one individual. There's no way. And in regards to, it's likely that this suspect, if he is the suspect, was working with others. I would agree with you on that. You know, when I ran through the criminal complaint, there's nothing there that's like physical pieces of evidence. It's all, we have his cell phone records. We have his credit card purchases. We caught his plates here. But we haven't seen a physical photograph, right? Normally when you pass through these license plate readers, we usually have an image of the driver itself, or we have some type of images of this person driving a vehicle. We don't see any of that in this entire criminal complaint. I don't see any type of fingerprints or anything that would align him to this. And so that's the reason why I'm still holding out. And, you know, Tario, I was told by someone over at the FBI, when I told them I'm a little doubtful because I didn't want to go public with it at first, but I did say based on the criminal complaint, I don't think this is a slam dunk as you guys are describing it to be. No. I was told that there was going to be more evidence during his next criminal appearance coming out, and there hasn't been anything. Do you think that's strange at all?
I think all of it is strange. Yeah. I got to read the criminal complaint. I want to see what the indictment says, the grand jury indictment is going to say, because I think that's coming up next. We'll get a little bit more details there. And as we, I don't think this case, let's start with this. I don't think this case goes to trial. Already we're seeing that he sat with the FBI without representation, but he already sat with the FBI and kind of said a couple things. I think this guy takes a plea deal. He's not, you know, I hate saying it, Bree. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to feel bad for the alleged pipe bomber. Right. And I kind of feel bad for him. We're getting all this information. It sounds like he's not right in the head. And maybe he's some type of patsy. But again, like I think now that it's on the president's radar, because that's what I took from that. And as a matter of fact, I'm sitting right behind me is the escalator where he famously came down in 2016. I'm sitting at Trump Tower right now. But I think it's important that now it's on his radar. Right. And I think Kara did an amazing job bringing that out. She asked the right question. And I think we might see some results from it. But I don't trust the DOJ whatsoever to do the right thing here. I mean, they fumbled everything. I was joking with you online. You're like, there's been zero deep state arrests. And I'm like, no, Brianna, I gotta correct you. There's been negative two. we got Comey and Letitia James. I don't know how you fumble that. I understand it's the judge and the region, but it's the venue. You should have known that from the beginning. You know, it was a rookie mistake.
Yeah, and you know, President Trump's going after MTG, but he's not going after the senators who are refusing to confirm his U.S. attorneys. And so now you're using acting U.S. attorneys. And so like Lindsey Holligan over in Virginia right now is struggling, and she's doing her best. She was pushed into this position super last minute to kind of make sure that the statute of limitations didn't end on Comey. And, you know, my source is telling me that she wasn't getting much in the way of assistance from the DOJ itself, and she was kind of thrown into this. Again, she has obviously legal experience, but in this type of venue, not so much. And so she needs assistance, and I don't think she was receiving that. And so it feels like she was somebody who was set up to fail. So I'll never criticize her on that, because I think she did her very best. But again, the judge is over there not siding with her on that front, which I think is concerning. Tario, you know, in a little bit, we're going to have, and this is going to be I guess it's going to air tomorrow. I'm going to be speaking with the chairman of the J6 Select Committee, Barry Loudermilk, in just a moment, and we're going to pre-tape that and then air it tomorrow on tomorrow's show. But if you had any questions for Loudermilk, what specifically would you want him to buckle down on? Because he's having to sift through and look for deleted evidence that the last J6 committee deleted. But there's obviously a lot of wrongs that day. Even though you weren't there, you were probably, you were the wrong the most out of everyone, of course. What would you like Barry Loudermilk to kind of focus on as he tries to sift through all the nonsense that the lefties left behind?
So I think that it's kind of like a mix between what was going on in J6 and then what happened at the committee, what happened during the court cases. And the problem that we saw with the court cases, I think the most egregious one, and, you know, there's 1,600 individuals. I don't want to single ourselves out for it, because there's a lot of people that suffered. But our case had the most egregious circumstances, because we went through trial for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. And there was many mistakes there. And I think that they should focus on these teams that did prosecute the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, specifically, again, not out of like a personal thing. You'll see the most egregious violations by the DOJ, and the weaponization of government, in these cases. As you saw with the Oath Keepers case, you have Shane LeMond that's currently serving an 18-month sentence. I encourage, Congressman Loudermilk to take a look at Shane LeMond's case, because it is a J6 case. It is a J6 case, because as soon as I put him on the witness list, they went and knocked on his door. So I think that if I were to tell uh, if Congressman Lauderman something. I think focus on these big cases and then work your way down and you'll find the melon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the main focus too. They've got to, because it was very obvious when you were sitting back and watching a lot of these prosecutions that this was all just a setup in itself. Enrique, I want to ask you too. I know you're in New York right now. So what are you up to?
I can't say everything I'm working on, but, we're working on going on the offense. I'm working with, Cynthia Hughes on this, project called Weaponization Watch, where we're going to start taking an offensive on the legal front. I think that's super important. As I said yesterday at a private event, I said that, you know, we only have, and I've been saying, I think I told you this when we first interviewed, but we only have now 3 years, right? And technically we have less than that if you count midterms, but as far as the executive goes, we have 3 years. And I think it's imperative that we don't just depend on the DOJ, to combat this weaponization. I think that we have to take, I hate using this word, we have to take lawfare into our own hands and start suing these people, like the United States government, and suing the DOJ and suing NPR, which came up yesterday as a possibility, these media companies, because if we don't take action in the next 3 years, like affirmative action, decisive action in the next 3 years, they are going to flip the script. We don't know who's going to win. We don't know if it's J.D. Vance that's going to win or Gavin Newsom or any of those people. But we do know one thing. If Democrats take office again, and I hope to God they don't, everything will be for nothing.
Yeah.
We're going to start from zero. So I'm happy to be part of this team now. And again, you got to go on the offense. Everybody that's watching this, you guys need to get off your butts. I'm being very careful. Get off your butts. After Brianna's show and after Alex's show, go ahead, put the phone down and do something. Harrison, do something. Go outside. Knock on doors. Get involved. You can DM me if you want to help with the this new committee that we're putting together. But always appreciate having being on here with you, Brianna.
Yeah. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, of course. Before you go, too, I want to just get an update on your civil lawsuit, because I know the last time you and I caught up on all of that, there was a response that came from the DOJ, which was extremely discouraging. In case our audience is unfamiliar, let me just kind of catch you up on things. You are suing, and so are your other fellow Proud Boy members, DOJ, for all of the unlawful, unconstitutional things they did to you guys during this J6 persecution. The DOJ decided to come forward and ask the courts to dismiss your lawsuit based on what they deem as immunity to violate anyone's constitutional rights without having to pay financially for doing just that. Is there any updates in regards to that?
Right now, there's no updates. The government shutdown kind of slowed everything down, because when you sue the government and it's shut down, one of the branches that they kind of kill off is the civil branch of the DOJ. So since the government just opened up just a couple weeks ago, I think the motors are turning right now. And I think we're going to have an evidentiary hearing with this judge. I don't think I think it's very unlikely and not very probable that the judge just dismisses the case. And I believe that this evidentiary hearing will move the case forward. And I'll tell you one thing, Bree, if this case moves forward, passes dismissal, the United States government's in for a bad time.
Yeah, I mean, Tario, the president is also suing the DOJ for something very, very similar to you. And I heard in the last reports that he was asking for north of $200 million. So if they try to dismiss your lawsuit, there's no reason why the president should accept a settlement. Now, I know this would fall under Todd Blanche's kind of space, but they did speak out publicly about that. And it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. The DOJ needs to pay for what was done, or else it's going to happen again and again. And I don't like the fact that they're trying to say that they're the DOJ, so they could just violate your constitutional rights without any type of ramifications for that at all. Folks, head on over right now to noblelead.substack. That is Tario's Substack page. That is where you could follow his work. You could also subscribe as well and support his work. Obviously, there is a price when you're out there traveling and trying to spread the truth and trying to go after all of these hacks who are trying to destroy this company, this country, I should say. So head on over right now. Make sure you subscribe. I've subscribed as well. This is where you can find all Altario's work, his pieces. So head on over right now. NobleLead.substack right this moment. Tario, good luck in New York City. Enjoy it while you can. I'm hearing there's going to be a regime change very soon, and it's not going to be the same place anymore. So take it all in while you can, my friend.
Amen. Thank you so much. I'm dying to get home. I'm dying to get out of this city.
It's a swamp. It's a swamp. Yes. Thank you, Tario. We appreciate your time as always. Folks, if you haven't done so, make sure you do that. Go head on over to his Substack page and subscribe. We've got to support great work. And that's exactly what Tario is doing in this fight. All right, folks. So I got a lot more to dive into in just a bit. I'm going to talk a little bit of Jasmine Crockett because Crockett is running for U.S. Senate. That's good news if you are Ken Paxton, who you're going to win against John Cornyn in a landslide victory for the primary because Texans do not like Cornyn. He is a deep state operative, I guess you could kind of say at this point. I mean, he's proven just that. He's been a defender of the abuse, the ongoing abuse, Section 702, advocating for that extension. I've played the clips and like a ton of times. Maybe 10 times on this show and others in regards to Cornyn going out there and defending the government, spying on Americans, lying and saying, oh, no, we didn't use FISA to go after Americans. It's only foreigners who were targeted. Obviously, that's a load of crap. You and I both know that. So Ken Paxton making it a top priority to replace Cornyn, and I think he's going to nail that. Now, his other match is going to have to be now Jasmine Crockett. Gosh, we got a couple of sound bites you're going to want to listen to because Crockett, she's, you know, garbage as a person. Not a good person. Race baiting is kind of a nicer way to put it, but she has obviously been extremely divisive intentionally, always plays the race card. Why? Well, when you don't have anything intelligent to say, you play victim because victimhood is profitable these days. And that's why everyone's jumping on board with that. But she's not very bright and President Trump continues to call her low IQ and it's true, she is low IQ. She's actually running on the fact that she's low IQ. You won't believe what kind of audio she has playing in this video, which is obviously all about her. That's why she's got like it's so bad. This might be the worst campaign announcement I've ever seen in the history of campaigning. But she's got it. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So don't go anywhere on that because that's going to be a good one. We've also got more to dive into regarding Tim Pool. I've got a clip of Tim Pool yesterday talking about his house, his studio, being shot up on Friday. There's a lot going on right now. We wanted to dive into that. So I'll play that clip for you in a bit. Plus, Piers Morgan and Nick Fuentes got into a little bit of a debate. When I mean a little bit, I mean, Piers Morgan came with his talking points prepared for him by his producers. And Nick Fuentes like laughed it off and was just like, dude, come on. The name calling, it's not going to stick. We'll play some of the top moments during this little debate in just a few moments, so you're not going to want to go anywhere. There's more happening here on the American Journal. Stay put. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Colostrum is on sale, 40% off for the next couple of minutes. Again, it's going to end soon, so make sure you head on over there right now. Plus, we have these great creatine gummies. I keep talking about this. Ladies, especially ladies, if you don't tell us to take creatine, you need creatine. It's great for muscle recovery and your brain function as well. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com before we run out.
We got a sale going today and tomorrow, and it's 40% off on the bovine colostrum, and we can't even keep it stocked. It is a private label of the top bovine colostrum in the country, the highest rated. It's so good for your nails, your hair, your teeth, your bones, your body, your immune system. It's just superfood is superfood. The first 2 weeks of the milk put off by a mammal is just unbelievably good for everybody. Everybody in the winter should really be on this if you want to boost your immune system. It's 40% off today and tomorrow. That's a flash sale at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the new amazing creatine gummies with the highest quality nano creatine, super concentrated, in stock as well. It's amazing at thealexjonesstore.com.
Wake up, folks. Sprint this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry. It's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything. The wars of the info, the evil of men. The scrolls have been written again and again. Souls are taken, some are spared. Heroes become of those that dare to fight for their freedoms and break the chains as the old runes whisper through timeless domains.
Through fire and shadow, through thunder and dread, the prophecy rises from realms of the dead.
The dark eye watches, but it cannot bind, for the strength of the free lives in the hearts and minds. I'll break these beasts to the light we find as the dawn of the chosen begins to unwind.
Moments. Thanks for hanging out with us today, of course. A lot of news happening all around the country, and we're working our way through it. Tons of stories I'm going to cover for you guys in just a few moments. Stories like Ilhan Omar, there's more evidence that she married her brother. So what the heck are we going to do about it? Well, President Khatib's talking about it, but we have not seen any movement in regards to possibly getting her pulled and tossed out of the country. She said she could live anywhere. Let's just send her anywhere. We're also going to talk a little bit about Florida catching up to Texas and designating the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE as a foreign terrorist organization. So we got that for you as well coming up in the show. Plus, Gavin Newsom says that he doesn't think in the future we're going to be able to have fair elections. Isn't it funny how the left has now become these big conspiracy theorists when it comes to our elections? It's always when they don't actually win, though. But maybe, you know, Gavin Newsom's onto something. Maybe our elections aren't fair. I'll play that clip for you in just a little bit. Plus, Dr. Marty McCarry, he's running the FDA right now, says the Biden regime's FDA knew and covered up the childhood deaths related to COVID jabs. We've got that soundbite coming your way in just a bit as well. Plus, the DOJ is opening up a Second Amendment section, specifically the Civil Rights Division is going to be having a little special section TV brain, that would push back on any type of Second Amendment violations. Again, sounds good when you realize, though, that the government's the one who's going to be defending your rights. The Second Amendment, I'm a little skeptical. Not really selling me on that. Plus, in a bit, we're going to talk about Jasmine Crockett, who's running for Texas Senate right now. Oh, man. She actually went on Jake Tapper's show this was right before Thanksgiving, and said that the numbers were so good that she was getting back based on the polls, that she was going to run, and she was going to run like heck. This is going to be great. Mainly because she doesn't understand the numbers here, right? We'll play the videos for you. She decided to run on this campaign kickoff by saying, President Trump thinks I'm low IQ, vote for me. I mean, yes, we'll get you fundraising dollars from people outside of the state of Texas. Yeah, probably. But here in Texas, if you don't understand Texans, or if you don't even read the numbers, I mean, specifically the 2024 election, which President Trump won Texas by pulling in over, 56% of the vote? She didn't really read that. And then she was asked about it, too, and she kind of dismissed the fact that she doesn't think that she has to win over Trump supporters. This doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense, mainly because, yeah, you need the majority of votes to win. Something that Jasmine Crockett hasn't quite figured out yet. Plus, Tim Pool, we're going to play this clip of Tim Pool talking about a shooting that happened on his property on Friday. Tim Pool, obviously, very, very upset about this, rightfully so. His family lives on his property. His close friends, obviously, who work for him are also on his property as well. He says he's got the tapes. So we'll play the latest clips from him on that front as well. Plus, there's another crazy story. I feel like there's so many of these crazy stories in regards to these, we'll just go with Afghanistan refugees for now. But the reality of it is there's one common theme here is when you bring in these migrants from foreign third world countries into your country, they tend to go around and start raping women and girls. I mean, there's no other way to say this. In the UK, there's another clear example of just that, a judge actually having the cojones to release the names of the two suspects who've actually now been convicted, they're not even suspects anymore, who are going to be spending 9+ years in prison for raping a young girl. In fact, she recorded a portion of her rape, and it was so bad that their defense attorney asked the judge not to release the audio recording that she had captured because it would cause riots in the UK. The story is absolutely insane. It's never ending, though. We're going to give you the very latest on that story because that's one you're going to want to pay attention to, of course. So don't go anywhere. We got more to unpack in just a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Right now, we've got creatine gummies, and there's two flavors. You've got your blue raspberry, and you've got your sour apple as well. These are all on sale right now. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you grab them before we run out. More up ahead.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot going on in the news world. I'm catching you up on all things related to the chaotic news cycle. Yesterday, by the way, there was an announcement made here in Texas, and it was very, very interesting. As many of you guys know, I'm now just getting my foot in the door in Texas politics because there's a lot to understand. It's not a red state. It's pretty much a purple state. But that's got a lot of people. It's got a lot of people we don't like. I think if they have a chance here in Texas, and I actually moved to Texas because I wanted to go and call it the rhinos. But right now we've got a bit of an issue here because Jasmine Crockett, for some reason, thinks she's got a chance to win a Senate seat here in Texas. Now, obviously there's the redistricting issues, and that's probably why she was waiting to hold off on this announcement. But it looks like the Supreme Court will weigh in and will allow Texas to use their new congressional maps, which completely draw out Jasmine Crockett because, well, the American people have had enough of this woman. So she's getting ready for her next position, as you would do if you are a corrupt, bloodthirsty politician. Power thirsty, maybe that might be the better way to phrase it for her. She's absolute garbage, but yesterday she released her announcement video. And it just highlights how self-absorbed she is, how useless she's been in D.C. for those who actually want representation through Jasmine Crockett. Because it's always been about her. Not about you, the American people, but her. So I see her constantly changing her hair color, obviously her hairstyle. I mean, sometimes she looks like she has a dead raccoon on her head, but she still goes out there in public. And it takes a lot of time to do all of that. So you'd have to wonder, well, how does a woman who's gluing on her eyelashes every morning have the time to do just that? And defend Texans. Well, she doesn't. She doesn't. She's self-absorbed, and her new campaign video highlights just that. Take a look at her big announcement yesterday.
How about this new one they have? Their new star, Crockett. How about her?
She's the new star of the Democrat Party, Jasmine Crockett. They're in big trouble.
But you have this woman, Crockett. She's a very low IQ person.
I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person.
Crockett.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
She's a very low IQ person.
Somebody said the other day she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you got to be kidding.
Now they're going to rely on Crockett. Crockett's going to bring them back.
That might be one of the worst videos I've actually ever seen. Jasmine Crockett thinking that that was a real dagger. A real dagger of an announcement. Yeah, President Trump called you low IQ, and it's because the rest of us have seen through it for a very long time. She's somebody who obviously went to private school, and she's doing this whole ghetto prom queen front. The reality of it is she is not as ghetto as she wants to come off as. It's all a front. But you like how this video, instead of making an announcement of showing how you've helped Texans out, it's focused on her. And then she uses President Trump's quotes of him calling her stupid, which anybody, anyone with a brain who's listened to this woman over the years, there you go, has been able to hear. Every time she spews nonsense, you know that that woman is not very intelligent. She's been very privileged. Won't acknowledge that, though. But here's the problem, right? She's running on this campaign that you hate Donald Trump enough, vote for me. Which works if you're in a blue state, but here in Texas, although we got a lot of rhinos here, it's not going to work. How do I know this? Well, if you just paid attention to the numbers back in 2024, President Trump won this great state by over 56% of the vote. 56%, folks. 56.1% to be precise. So when it comes to launching this campaign, you can't really, if you want to win, run on the, if you hate Donald Trump, vote for me. Although that might work for donors from outside of the state of Texas, blue states, of course, and probably China through other means. It doesn't work to win elections. And she's going to find out the hard way. In fact, if you're Ken Paxton, yesterday was a great day for you. Because you know you're going to beat Cornyn. And then you're facing that. But hear me out, folks. Jasmine Crockett hasn't really put much thought into any of this. She hasn't. She just knows that it's very, very likely the Supreme Court is going to side with Texas Republicans and is going to allow the redrawing of these congressional maps, which draw her out because we just wanted her gone so badly. I mean, just get rid of her whole district. So now she's running for U.S. Senate because, not because she wants to help fight for Texans, because it's a Jasmine Crockett show. All eyes on the ghetto prom queen. She's absolute trash. She knows that, but it doesn't matter. Take a listen to clip two, because she was asked specifically, if you want to win this seat, you got to win over Trump voters. Again, the numbers are very clear. You'd have to win over a lot of Trump voters. So when asked about her strategy, she didn't really have one in clip two. Take a listen.
How you make voters who previously have voted for Trump, particularly given that you have been an outspoken critic and he has inserted himself, just take your campaign video as is. He has inserted himself at every turn when it comes to your commentary. How will you convert those who are supportive of him to voters for you?
Yeah, I don't know that we'll necessarily convert all of Trump supporters. That's not our goal.
Do you need to?
Our goal is to definitely talk to people. No, we don't. We don't need to. Our goal is to make sure that we can engage people that historically have not been talked to, because there's so many people that get ignored, specifically in the state of Texas. Listen, the state of Texas is 61% people of color. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of good folk that we can talk to. We know that when Beto came really close, Beto, who is a progressive, we know that he got 65% of the Latino vote. So what did they do after that? They specifically went after Latinos. We know that he got close to 90% or right there at 90% of the African American vote. So honestly, what we need to do is start talking to the vast majority of Texas. I think my message is very much a mainstream message. I don't know who disagrees with the fact that affordability is a real thing, except for the president, who says it's a Democratic hoax. But when somebody goes to the grocery store nowadays, whether it's in East Texas or whether it's right here in Dallas, Texas, or whether it's in Austin or West Texas, let me tell you, they are looking at those grocery prices and they are thinking we deserve better. Knowing that we do the amount of trade that we do in the state of Texas, yet right now there are these unwarranted tariff wars that is directly impacting us, knowing that we do agriculture big in Texas. We do everything bigger in Texas, but we do ag big, and understanding that we are hitting record-breaking bankruptcy filings by our farmers. Listen, my message is real simple. I'm looking out for you, your survival, and the survival of your kids as it relates to affordability, being able to actually go and access.
She's not looking out for anyone. Let's jump in on this one. She's not looking out for anyone. She's a self-absorbed wench. This woman is an evil woman. She doesn't care for anyone. She's been in Congress, and the only person that she cares for to be in Congress is herself. That's why she sits here and gets all, in her version of, glammed up, and continues to make everything about herself. In fact, that's why in committee hearings she could only scream at other members across the aisle, because she, in fact, cannot have a winning argument. She wants to give out a sound bite. this woman is an evil, evil woman. She's been absolutely useless to Texans. And I want to break down what she said. First off, she's talking about a tariff war. Well, I hate to break it to you, you garbage human being. Ah, that's another good meme. I hate to break it to you, but prices at the grocery store were high before President Trump stepped into the White House. You know why? Because the Biden regime was to blame. They, in fact, have not come down fast enough, and that is something that we all agree on. But to sit here and pretend like it's related to tariffs, you're an idiot. You're hoping your audience is just as stupid as you are. In fact, we know just that. Isn't it funny when she uses words like folk? Folk? Folks. Plural. Again, she knows what she's doing. She's just trying to come off as if she's someone who's relatable. Then she talks about minority voters and outreach. Texas, she says, is 60% minority. Well, how do you think President Trump won Texas? Because he doesn't do the race-baiting garbage that you are so used to doing. You see, President Trump just talks to all Americans. When he was campaigning, that's exactly what he was trying to do. He wasn't sitting there trying to narrow in on Hispanic voters. But the reality of it is most Hispanic voters get it. I mean, I came from Florida. Cubans understood what our issues were. They understand that the garbage you spew is communism. And they want to be far, far away from it. So no, you don't have to sit here and be a race baiter to get them to understand any of this. And then she talks about Beto, the man who literally changed his name to make it seem like he had some type of minority in him. You see, this is the problem. These people don't have actual good ideas, but they come to the table and they pretend like they do. And then they race bait, hoping that you hate white people enough that you'll sit there and vote for them. Or if you're white, they'll just guilt you into it. This is what they do. This is exactly what they do. This is their only strategy to come when it comes to winning. And again, I'm not even going to touch upon what President Trump has done for affordability because I don't think his administration has done enough. We're still in just a couple of months into this. So to sit here and pretend like everything is due to President Trump at the grocery store is absurd. Probably hope that the rest of us have dementia or whatever President Joe Biden was suffering from. Maybe it is contagious. Maybe the rest on the left have also caught on to that. You see, they're trying to rewrite history, but the rest of us were, well, we were all there for all of this. We knew exactly what was happening. You see, Jasmine Crockett's not running on a campaign that promises the people in this country a shot at the American dream. That's not what she's running for. She hates Texas. She continues to go out there and go after anyone who has conservative values, not because her ideas are better and she wants to debate that, but just because she hates conservatives. You see, Texas is and should forever be a conservative state. The voters are at least are, but the people who end up getting elected and pushed forward into Austin, the capital, obviously, do not represent our values. And that is the reason why people like myself and others are in this fight right now, because Texas is being overtaken by garbage human beings. People like Jasmine Crockett, who do not belong here because they do not respect the culture. You see, Jasmine Crockett was placed here strategically, of course, as they always are on the left. But she doesn't actually love Texas. She doesn't have any ties to Texans. She doesn't love the culture. In fact, we know just that. The first opportunity she got to talk about Texans, she referred to them as deplorable. Don't believe me? We got the audio. Take a listen to clip 3 and how she went off on Texans and people, of course, in Florida. Listen in.
In fact, Ms. Perry, I know your organization, the Heritage Foundation, loves Texas. Ooh, they love Texas. They always sending us some nonsense bills that somehow set this country on the wrong trajectory. They send them to Texas. They send them to Florida. Every deplorable state that we can think about, they usually coming out of y'all's think tank.
Every deplorable state. This woman has nothing in common with us. She hates conservatives. She hates what we stand for, and she will continue to get up there and spew just that. She's a garbage human being and she's nothing more. So now that she's entered herself into this Senate race, which we are very excited about, it's time to beat her down with a landslide victory. There is no space in Texas politics for women like that, women who hate Texans. If you talk about Texans like that, you don't deserve to be here. Get out of the South. Go up north. This is a failed attorney. This is a garbage human being who has nothing but hate in her heart and does not love this country. She's actually never presented a decent idea. I've not yet heard an idea that woman has brought forward that would make this country a better place. There's a reason for that. There's a reason why they place her in Texas, and there's a reason why she continues to go out there and bash Texans. Now, again, nothing she's done thus far in her big announcement shows how she's going to help Texans in Washington, D.C., and there's a reason for that. So we'll see. You know where I'm going to be, pushing and making sure that Ken Paxton has everything he needs necessary to make this a landslide victory, because we're getting rid of the ghetto prom queen. I'm done with this woman. We hate this woman. I hate this woman. I rarely use the word hate, but there is a fire in me that comes out when I hear her speak, because she is a nasty, nasty woman who does not respect conservatives, does not respect Texans, and does not respect what has made Texas such an incredible state to live in. Let's switch gears a little bit. Since we're on the topic of hate, I guess. The left is full of it, and I really hate getting fired up and getting angry about these people, but man, oh man, are they the ones who are fired up? You know, I went to Tim Pool's studio. This was a couple of, maybe like 2 months ago. I did Tim's show. And I tried to be optimistic when Tim was talking about how the left is full of hate and rage. And I was like, no, not all of them. I think some of them are just ignorant. And he was right. I just wanted to be a little optimistic. Well, unfortunately for Tim, he's got more evidence of just that. It appears that, sadly, his studio slash home, because that's where he's based, he does both his work and has his home on this same property, was attacked, according to him. On Friday night, there was someone who drove by and started shooting at his home. I want to play clip 4 for you, because yesterday Tim detailed exactly what happened. So take a listen.
I got a message just around 1 a.m., and it was vague and nondescript. Just there was an incident. We need to talk with your team. And then we started getting the details trickling in that a car had been lurking or something to that effect, and a shot was fired. We now know that it was 3 shots that were fired. We don't know exactly what or why, and we are desperately trying to rationalize. Maybe it's just random. Just somebody was driving down the road in the middle of nowhere in the country and decided to slowly approach our property and then fire several rounds just for no reason, for fun, perhaps. I can't read the minds of these people. In October, I was traveling. My family was back in West Virginia, and we had received a credible death threat. Credible as determined by the FBI. We receive threats, death threats, quite a bit. And this time, it was a bit more specific. It was intended to terrorize. It wasn't sent to me specifically like many of the threats usually are. It was intended to reach everyone at this company. I immediately contacted police, our security team did, as well as the FBI. I directly communicated with the FBI over this issue, sent them the information. It was relayed to us a short time later that the threat was credible because the individual making the threats had been on their radar, surprise, surprise, and that this person was actually making comparable threats to other people. They believe they might know who this person was. I'm not sure where that investigation is going. For that reason, I believe that they're actually investigating these people, and we've been talking with them. I'm not going to publish these emails or the communications that had happened. But the threat was basically to come and shoot up our property. And there were some specifics in it that made us say, okay, maybe it could just be terror, right? So when I returned home after going out with the boys on a Friday night, hanging out, laughing, having a good time, none's the wiser. And then we hear, security is on high alert. They're monitoring. The extra guys have come out. We pull up. They're standing guard at our perimeter fencing. We have a gate, and said they heard shots fired. They were on the property where our studio is, and they heard the shots and went and investigated. We have 4 videos of what happened. We don't, I'll put it like this. We're not going to be at this time for security reasons. I got these people screaming, release the footage. And the concern we have is obvious, to then show everyone where we put our cameras. That's not going to happen. And that's the honest truth.
All right. So obviously this is something that's extremely, extremely disturbing. I know a lot of people on social media have tried to poke holes in it so far. They're not believing what Tim's saying, but I could say that the amount of death threats that are received both on my side and I'm sure on everyone else I talk to privately as well, there's been a rapid increase of those threats. And so I would not dispute the fact that a lot of us have had to deal with this. Tim is someone who I've gotten to know over the last few years, and I think that he's a man of character, and I don't think he would be lying about an issue like this. Also, it's foolish. I know a lot of people tagging me and saying, oh, there's no way you believe this, Brianna. I actually do believe this, and I believe that until we see evidence that this is not true, which I highly doubt, because Tim is not someone who we've ever caught lying. I've never caught Tim lying about anything, would I dispute this. Now, you know, I did reach out to Tim yesterday because this has been a very stressful year. A very stressful year, with obviously the assassination of Charlie Kirk. A lot of us are on edge. Tim is someone who is just starting a family, obviously loves his wife and his kid. I can imagine the level of stress he's dealing with right now, especially because he's someone who's watching his daughter grow up. And so I think it's absolutely disgusting that he has to deal with all of this. And I would say hold off before you go in attack mode. We've all had to deal with a lot. I know he has to deal with this significantly worse because he's got a bigger audience. His face is out there more. And so hold off. Now, right now it looks like, and this is according to him too, he did mention this, that Tim Kass IRL might be on hold. It's a very stressful position to be in, right? You're watching your family grow up. You're trying to bring together a family, trying to create a family with you and your wife. And this is what's going on. It's a stressful situation. And yeah, I agree. Don't release the footage. You don't want these people knowing where your security cameras are. Folks, if there's a police investigation to all of this, it will come out during a criminal trial. I highly doubt Tim would lie about that. I see someone else just tag me in on X. Tim is a man of character, and this breaks my heart that he has to go through this. His wife is a lovely lady. He is a great person. I've gotten to know all of them. His team is great. This is what everyone's dealing with right now. There has been an uptick in death threats. And obviously we saw one play out right before our very own eyes. And so I'm not going to sit here and try to poke holes. Tim definitely deals with a lot more than the rest of us do. And this has been a rough year for everyone. So I would hope that Tim doesn't walk away from this, because that would be the goal. The goal is to silence people. The goal is to push back and to get people like Tim Kass and others, their shows just taken off the internet. But again, top priority should, and I believe should always be your family. So if Tim needs to step away from all of this for a couple of weeks, I highly recommend everyone do just that. So we'll continue to follow it as it develops, but we'll continue to obviously pray for Tim and his family, because that is something that is completely necessary at this point. Tim is not a bad person. He's a great person. I've had the honor of meeting him. He has allowed me access to his audience repeatedly, lets you plug away. He's been nothing but respectful, and so has his wife. And so, yes. Yeah, we don't want to see this take place. And he's picking a lot of, well, he's not picking a lot of fights. He's arguing with a lot of people that obviously doesn't sit well with. And he's doing a great job. He's doing a great job. So we need Tim in this fight. We need Tim Pool in this fight. Whether you agree with him or not, he does not deserve any of this. And we'll continue to follow the story as it develops, of course. All right, folks, we got more to unpack in just a few moments. We're going to be playing clips from Piers Morgan and Nick Fuentes' debate. It was a very interesting debate. Nick Fuentes came prepared. Piers Morgan came with his producer's notes. He was clinging on for dear life, hoping that the claims of Nick Fuentes being racist would really get under his skin, but of course it doesn't. The name calling is so, like, 2015, Piers. Get with the times, dude. All right, we got more to discuss there. Also, we got a great sale that's going on over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. Limited time, 40% off creatine. Colostrum, before I lie to you there. Creatine's also on sale. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We just launched creatine gummies. They are great. Over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Nicotinamide. Now that's a $1,000 word. But what it is the raw precursor of NAD. Now, NAD energizes the entire body, cleans out the cells. It's amazing. But most people cannot absorb raw NAD. That's why you need the precursor, which this product has from organic form, but it has so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to announce this new product, DNA Revival. This doesn't just have the precursor to NAD in it. It's got all the other organic compounds known to clean out your cells, give you incredible energy with no letdown, and supercharge your overall health. Right now, you get this product out of the gates, massively discounted at thealexshowstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, all the products are incredible. They all work synergistically together. But I've got to tell you, Ultra DNA Revival is a game changer for everyone. Young people, works great for them. But particularly middle-aged and older folks will really feel the difference. Now, things like our ultramethylene blue hits in 15 to 20, 30 minutes. Okay? Our CMOS takes a week or so to build up. So does the bovine colostrum. Same thing with this. A week to 2 weeks, but within a month, 90%+ of people report incredible changes on every front. You need to go out and do your own research into NAD. You do your own research into all the ingredients that are in this product. And then realize, this is the private label of a nationwide bestseller that has the top reviews in the country. Most of the products at TheAuctionStore.com, we didn't invent. We go out. What has the highest ratings? What's the most tested? What has the best reviews? They let us private label it, and we sell it to you. That way you get a great product at a competitive price, and you keep the show on the air. So take advantage of this new product right now, Ultra DNA Revival, at TheAlexShowStore.com, and know that it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. But if you don't get DNA Revival, you're really missing out. You owe it to yourself, your family, and your overall health to try this product. You can't lose. It funds the operation, and we know it really works. Here's some of the known effects this compound delivers. Noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes. Faster recovery and greater endurance. Sharper focus and mental clarity. Support for healthy blood sugar levels already in the normal range. Stronger immune function. Enhanced liver health and natural detoxification. Reduced everyday stress, anxiety, and protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And it just gets better from there. Ultra DNA Revival is the newest addition to TheAlexShowStore.com, and we're extremely excited about it. If I could get a racehorse that had just won the Triple Crown and run it the next few races, I'd do it. It's that simple. And that's what I've done. If I could get Tom Brady at his peak to be my quarterback, I would. Well, that's how private labeling works. We go out to the top firms, the highest ratings, the best customer reviews, and we simply say, can we private label it? And in every case, they say, yeah, we can private label it. So it's not like we're reinventing the wheel. Whatever is the hottest, best reviews that people love, we go out and we get it. So when you get it, you love it. Well, that's what Ultra DNA Revival is all about. It's a private label, a best-selling brand that is simply amazing. You can empower your body, your immune system, your health, your clarity, your libido, your focus, and literally clean out your cells while at the same time funding this operation in the face of the globalists. That, my friends, is a 360 win at TheAlexShowStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, bat brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA Revival!
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back to the American Journal. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Glad that you're all joining me today. A lot going on here. I don't know. I think it's, I usually don't talk about it when I don't like someone. I usually think it's tacky, but Piers Morgan needs to be spoken about because Piers Morgan's absolute garbage, and I love to talk about Piers Morgan, mainly because I just don't think he's a good person. You know, we saw how he behaved during the pandemic when he decided to go after people who wanted to practice their medical freedom. He tried to label them as anti-vaxxers and then went after them, tried to make them feel guilty about not wanting to participate in an experiment. We saw that all play out. Now he's trying to rewrite history, too, on several other fronts, like the free speech war. He's trying to pretend like he's a free speech advocate. all of a sudden. And he's been using conservatives, having them on his show to pretend like he wants to hear from both sides. But he has been a part of this big machine that has tried very aggressively to silence those on the right. So what's happening now? Well, there's a massive effort to rewrite history. So many people that weren't in this fight from day one. And again, even just day one, we could just talk about the pandemic. People who wanted to practice medical freedom, who pushed back by putting facts out there regarding these jabs, they were silenced. They were silenced. And so now those who were doing their very best to encourage the silencing efforts that were being led by big pharmaceutical companies, the globalists and others, they're now giving their platforms a big push. Piers Morgan's doing just that. He has continuously gone out there and he continues to pretend like he wants to hear from both sides. Now, for a couple of months now, other people have told me, and I also have the text messages, that they've wanted to talk about Nick Fuentes. That was one of the discussions they wanted to have, and they asked me to come on Piers Morgan's show just a couple of weeks ago to talk about Nick Fuentes. Now, here's my thing. I don't talk about other people who are in this space. Go ask Nick Fuentes to come on your show. Well, interesting enough, he just recently had Nick Fuentes on, and that's because people like Steven Crowder on Piers Morgan's show said, just go talk to Pierre. I mean, just go talk to Nick Fuentes. And so then he's like stumbled over his words. Yeah, I had him on. And he had him on now. So how'd it go? Well, it didn't go well for Piers Morgan. He is a fossil, an absolute dinosaur. And he tried his very best to bring his talking points. But his talking points were very interesting because his producers sat down and tried their very best to get all these like little gotcha moments in. They're not really gotcha moments because they come from viral clips of Nick Fuentes talking about how he feels. He wanted to pressure Nick Fuentes on his show to condemn his own words, and it didn't really go well for a while. It didn't. And they also try, and I don't like this. I don't like this. Publicly, a lot of people like to go after Nick Fuentes because, well, of his sex life. And I just don't think that anyone's personal sex life should be called into question. But Piers Morgan wants to pretend like he's a feminist. He's for women's rights. So in clip five, you're going to hear how he's trying his very best to both embarrass Nick Fuentes for his lack of sexual experience. And then he goes after him and tries to call him a bunch of names because Nick Fuentes feels a certain type of way about women. Take a listen to clip five and how it went for Piers Morgan.
Just to clear up one of the many theories about you, I've no idea what the answer is and you haven't got to answer. But are you actually attracted to women?
I am attracted to women.
You're not gay.
No, but I will say that women are very difficult to be around. Okay. So there's that.
And do you think they should have the right to vote?
I do not. No, absolutely not.
They should stay at home?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So basically, you're just a misogynist old dinosaur, aren't you? For a young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm the boomer. I know I'm the boomer here. But actually, you're a 27-year-old dinosaur, aren't you? Aren't you, Nick Fuentes? All women,
I am.
All women are annoying. All women grow old. They all get fat. Says the guy, have you ever had sex?
No, absolutely not.
Wow. Says the guy who's never got laid.
Now, here's the thing, right? Why does it have to be that he has to get laid to be able to talk about these issues? Piers Morgan all of a sudden now is the voice of reason. If Piers Morgan didn't have kids, I wouldn't have assumed, based on his physical appearance, that he, in fact, has ever been laid. That a woman's ever touched his elbow, at least. The guy is absolutely disgusting to look at. I'm just so fed up. So fed up with people thinking that the standard here is that we have to attack Nick Fuentes' lack of sexual experience. Who cares? At least he's not lying. Oh, what if he was out there using women and sleeping with them? He would somehow be able to speak out on these issues. It's not something. I love this picture. It's not something that gives you any type of credibility to talk about these issues. Should women be able to vote? Well, obviously it's not a winning issue. So no politician's ever going to run on it. It's a very heated debate that you could have on that front. But that wasn't what Piers Morgan was trying to do. He wasn't trying to have an argument about whether women should be able to vote. And in fact, you know, if you were to ask me who my favorite conservative voices are in the female space, I don't really listen to women either. The reality of it is, it doesn't make him a bad person because he feels this way about women. Maybe he does have a lack of experience of being around incredible women. Who knows? We don't have to call him names, Pierce. You could have actually came to the table with some facts and laid it out for him. And in fact, you didn't have any facts. You were just going to shrill for women. Oh, Pierce Morgan. What a voice of reason, advocating for women's rights. You see, he has no problem advocating for women's rights in front of Nick Fuentes. But does he advocate for women's rights in his own country? No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Yeah, every now and then he'll have a grooming gang survivor on his show. But he defends the mass migration into his own country while women and children are being raped by foreigners. He continues to advocate for those foreigners. In fact, bragging about how he'd rather have Indian food and trade in white people so he could have his Indian food. And I'd love for us to do a study, a scientific study, on whether or not the food that he's eating is intentionally lowering his T levels, because, folks, he doesn't have an ounce of manhood in him. He's a coward for continuously going out there and trying to fight Nick Fuentes and go after him by saying he has a lack of sexual experience. The shaming is disgusting. Who knows? Nick Fuentes is a Catholic. Maybe he's saving himself for marriage. Maybe he's not trying to participate in the barbaric behavior that so many people in this generation do these days. We are not someone to judge. No one is to judge that. And so let's just bring it back to Pierce Morgan, because this was supposed to be a punchy little debate where he thought he was really going to get one in on Nick Fuentes after he was pressured to have this debate, which obviously he didn't want to have in the first place. He's very uncomfortable when Crowder asked him to have him on the show. But it gets even worse, because Pierce Morgan doesn't seem to understand statistics, crime statistics. He does not understand the fact in this country that black people are a minority and for some reason are the ones who account for very, very violent crimes. The amount of statistics that are not on their side are significant. And so he likes to play clips of, and he did so several times, I believe, of Fuentes talking about not wanting to live around black people in his community, someone who lives in Chicago and speaks about it openly quite often. If you look at the stats, yeah, it's very obvious why no one would want to live around black people. Even black people are the victims of these crimes, don't want to live in these communities because they know exactly what's happening. If you've ever been to a community meeting, which I've covered extensively in several cities, you know that they understand the issue. The issue is there is a group of black Americans who do commit a significant amount of crime in this country. But, you know, if you're someone who's going off of your talking point and you want to make white people seem like the enemy in this country, you would do exactly what Pierce Morgan did yesterday. Pierce Morgan citing stats, again, that are clearly heavily biased in regards to mass shootings. Take a listen to how Pierce tried his very best in clip six to defend his stance on mass shootings and the Second Amendment that we have in this country.
Who do you think commits the vast majority of the mass shootings?
I'm sure it's white people.
Right. So how do you feel about that?
I think that white people do more antisocial violence. I think black people participate in more gang violence. I think that's the difference.
What's the difference to the victims?
There's no difference to the victim, but it's a different kind of crime, and it's a different proportion also. Do you know what percentage of white people are school shooters?
I know that the vast majority of mass shootings in schools in America this century were perpetrated by young white men. I'm curious whether your advice would be to people who have kids in these schools.
Is my mic working?
Should they avoid white people at school? Should people with the kids at school avoid young white men at school?
No.
Okay.
Do you know what per capita means? Do you know proportionality? There are more black people proportionally that engage in violent crime or are involved in gangs, especially in these major cities, than there are white people that are school shooters compared to the entire white population. And everybody understands that.
Two-thirds of mass shootings at school perpetrated by white people.
But what proportion of white men commit school shootings? That's the question.
I've just told you. It's 60-65% of school shootings by white people.
You're telling me what proportion of school shootings are committed by white people. Mm. I'm saying what proportion of white people have committed school shootings. Are you playing dumb or are you just not that smart?
What difference does that make to the children lying dead on the ground?
See, now you want to jump on the victims. The difference is you're asking, would you fear white people or black people? And that's the difference.
What I'm saying to you is by your logic... If we now have agreed that the vast majority of mass shootings in schools are committed by white people and predominantly young white men, then presumably your advice would be to avoid young white men because they perpetrate these massacres. But it won't be because they're white, right?
So are you playing dumb or are you actually dumb?
Maybe
it's about
dumb.
Proportionality.
Maybe I'm dumb.
You are because you're, well, I don't think you are dumb. I think you're smart actually, but you're deliberately avoiding per capita. Mm. And everybody knows that's the difference. Mm. What proportion of white men are school shooters? It's probably 0.00001%. What proportion of black men have committed violent crimes? It's probably like 5%. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but it's very high. And I would add to that, even as it concerns schools, why do you think parents pay a super high property tax to live in a school district where there's white people? Because they know that if they go to the black school, it's going to be the Bloods and the Crips. It's going to be gangs. It's going to be, you know, you talk about school shootings. Nobody talks about all the school shootings that are committed by gangbangers in and around the school and all the other violence that's associated with that. I mean, these schools in the south side of Chicago, it's just not
I have an answer for you, Nick. So the proportion of the population who carry out mass shootings is actually the same.
Oh, gosh.
All right,
let's step in on this because obviously Piers Morgan had his producers running around frantically trying to find the data for him so he could defend himself in this argument. And that's the reason why he had to step in there and say, oh, look what we found. It's actually the same. No, it's not. You see, Piers Morgan lives in a gated community, very likely with high security, where others can't get in. By others, I mean, you know, the people who are committing these violent acts. He understands that. He understands that. If you were to give me his address, I would love to look up to see what the racial demographics are in his neighborhood. Because, folks, last I looked, I think he's got a California home where it's worth north of $11 million. He's obviously got another one in London. And he likes to brag, oh, I'm so pro-diversity. From what? Your gated community? See, the rest of us don't have that luxury. We don't get to have gated communities where we could shun ourselves from the filth that has come in. So if you live in London right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. London is not the London that it once was. They have brought in these people who do not respect their beliefs and have completely taken over. And Piers Morgan gets it. He's one of the elitists who likes to lecture the rest of us on diversity and how we need to all be more diverse. I'm sure if you look at the neighborhood statistics, Nick Fuentes' neighborhood is probably more diverse than Piers Morgan's. But this is what they always do. They don't want you to talk about the actual facts. They want to continue. And this is why I don't like Piers Morgan. Everyone continues to say he's a liberal. I don't think he's a liberal. I think there's some other motive behind what he says all the time. Because it just doesn't make any sense. If you understand the demographics here, the racial demographics here, if you understand that this isn't going well for the UK or the United States when it comes to flooding in migrants, you wouldn't be advocating for this continuously. There's actually a story that was released yesterday, and I have to give credit where credit's due. The Daily Mail actually fought really hard for this. Two 17-year-old Afghan asylum seekers, as they always say, were sentenced to prison after they were caught raping a 15-year-old girl. Now, they kidnapped this girl. They dragged her away, and then they forced her to perform sexual acts. Again, these two Afghan asylum seekers came to the UK on a boat. Now, we only know this because the Daily Mail challenged it, and thankfully, which is very rare in the UK, the judge actually granted them the names of these two individuals who have been convicted of raping this girl. Now, one sentenced to less than 11 years in detention, the other one less than 10. And even during this judge's sentencing, they were very empathetic to these two illegal invaders. In fact, saying, oh, I know there's a cultural difference for you. No, rape is rape. Rape is rape. We need to stop with the excuses. Piers Morgan is a man of all of these excuses, though. He thinks this is fine. Yeah, just one girl. One 15-year-old girl who told the courts this was her very first sexual experience and she's absolutely horrified what happened to her. As she was held against her will, she actually captured 3 minutes of her rape on recording, apparently. And their attorney, according to court filings, actually fought that, saying that if we release that audio, it would bring riots to the streets in the UK. And that's the reason why we don't have that audio recording. Apparently in that recording, the girl is begging for them not to rape her. And they did so anyway. So when Piers Morgan lectures the rest of us about minorities, crime stats, understand it's easier for him to lecture us here in the United States about these things. But if he were to dare talk about cases like this, he would risk going to prison. And so he chooses the easier fight. The easier fight is focusing on American politics. Pierce isn't an idiot. He knows that there's been thousands of Brits who have been thrown into prison based on offensive posts. You can't criticize the invaders in the UK. And so he continues to sit there and pretend like everything's okay. Diversity is our greatest strength. But he won't talk about things like this. He shuns away from the idea of having to directly speak about the problem in the UK right now. The problem is they've imported Islamic migrants who are now going around and raping their girls and women. And we're not allowed to talk about it. They're not allowed to talk about it. We'll talk about it, obviously, but Piers Morgan won't. That's why he's flooding his content these days with American politics. He's an absolute coward, has no guts. He wouldn't dare to question those in current authority in the UK because he knows. He knows if he comes for them, it's over for him. You see, it's really, really easy to go out there and point your finger at people like Nick Fund and say, you're racist. But the reality of it is both the UK and now the United States is dealing with this issue. And there's one consistency here. That consistency is Islam. That consistency is the imports that we've taken in from third world countries. Our countries, especially the UK, are in a rapid decline. They've lost the UK. The UK is gone. He won't describe that to you, though. He'll pretend like it's all intact. But it's not. It's not. And you can talk to any female who is forced without security, Pierce, to walk around the streets, and they do not feel safe. They do not feel safe. Thankfully, here in the United States, in Texas, in Florida, we have the Second Amendment. So when these invaders come for us, we have no problem. We could defend ourselves. But in places like the UK, the only ones who are allowed to be armed are the invaders. They run around with machetes, with knives. We've seen it. We've actually seen coverage of those in the UK quickly panning over when they see these Muslim migrants carrying weapons on them during peaceful protests. The police are so afraid that they, in fact, don't even get involved. There was that one video of that individual, that Muslim individual who was going out there, was trying to kill someone in this. He was British. I'm trying to remember what his name was. I believe he was a journalist. And he's someone who's very outspoken about Islam. And the cop, instead of actually going and trying to stop the individual who's trying to plunge a knife into another individual who just happens to be Muslim again, he throws himself over the victim. And sadly, that was a fatal mistake that resulted in the officer getting stabbed fatally and dying. But it highlights what we see going on all across the world. And that is that governments are too afraid to address the common denominator in all of this. And it's not white people. It's not white people. In fact, if it was white people, then why are they flooding our countries? Well, Piers Morgan, again, who's a race-baiting piece of garbage in clip 7, decided to call out Nick Fuentes' father. Now, although Nick Fuentes has spoken openly about his dad on his show, Piers obviously was looking for a gotcha moment, which he continued to try and aim for, but he failed repeatedly. Take a listen to clip 7.
And I was reading some stuff about you in the last few days. There was an episode of your podcast where you talked about your father, Fuentes, and how he wouldn't take the family, including you, to certain restaurants because he believed they were associated with African Americans. We would be deciding where to go to eat, you said. What are we going to do for dinner tonight? It was a running joke. Me and my sister would say Applebee's, and my dad would say we would never eat at Applebee's. Not in a million years should you be caught dead, Fuentes said about Applebee's. Go to a different restaurant, a local restaurant. No Applebee's, no Red Lobster. That is commonly known as black fare. And you also shared another story about your family and restaurants. It said, before me and my sister were born, my family had a saying about Olive Garden that contains the N-word that we're not allowed to say. So my question, based on that anecdote that you say on your own podcast, is, do you think you grew up in a racist environment, that your father was inherently racist, and that that thought process moved to you?
Well, I would say it's a new low. I've been attacked for being a racist many times, but to attack my father, to attack my parents based on anecdotes, I would say that's sort of a new low.
It's your anecdote.
Yeah, but he's not here to defend himself.
You are.
And my parents are.
You told the story.
And I'll defend them. I'm not trying to ambush you.
As I said at the start, Nick, to be clear.
No, it's not an ambush. Nick, but to be clear, I'm not ambushing you.
I'm literally reading an anecdote that you revealed on your podcast. It's you that's put it in the public domain.
I know.
I'm simply asking you whether my assessment of that, which is that your father didn't want to take you to certain restaurants because of what you refer to as they were commonly known as black fare, whether that attitude to African Americans in that instance permeated to you. It's a reasonable question.
Yeah, no, like I said, I think everybody knows what that is, but I'll address it. I'll engage with it and I'll defend my father from the charge of racism.
Sure.
No, my parents are not racist and they've never been racist. I'll tell you about my parents. They used to have a school in Chicago in the South Loop where they instructed people on how to shoot firearms. It was a security school and most of the clients were black. And I believe actually one of their clients was Larry Hoover's son at one point, sort of a funny story. And so most of their clients would come in from the south side of Chicago. My grandmother, she grew up in the projects in the city. And so my family being in Chicago, being ethnics, being Italian, Irish, Mexican in the west side, on Taylor Street, all over the city. My family for many generations have lived near and around black people. And look, my views about black people and their views about black people are shaped with experiences with black people. And what they will tell you, what my parents would say if they were here, is that for many, many years, the older generations of black people were very respectful, very humble, very decent. In fact, my grandma used to have an anecdote. She grew up in a lot of dysfunction. Her mother was mentally ill and they would be having dinner in the projects and there'd be so much chaos and dysfunction and disagreement and fighting. And she would look across the way out the window at a black family in the other apartment and they'd be holding hands around the table saying grace. And this is sort of the culture that used to prevail.
All right. So let's get on that. So that's the reason why it's just one of the many reasons why we can't stand Piers Morgan. I just think he's absolute garbage. To even bring that up, I mean, he said his father's first name too, which I had them just take out because there's no reason to put a target on someone's back. If you understand the political climate we're in right now, you know what that leads to. But Piers Morgan, never missing an opportunity to prove he's garbage, was obviously ill-prepared and decided to just go out there and thought he was going to get a gotcha moment in all of this. There's nothing that they've thrown at this guy that hasn't been said already. So I don't know what Piers Morgan was thinking. But again, it wasn't an intellectual debate. It was just a debate where he wanted to call him a bunch of names and it didn't stick. And so that's what we have here today. All right, folks, we're going to be taking your calls into the next hour. So if you'd like to join the show, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. If you think that debate maybe went a little differently, maybe I'm misreading it, call in. Let's talk about it. 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Look at me, I am the captain now!
She held events at one of the restaurants that was named in the fraud case and had a former staffer who was convicted in the fraud investigation. So a lot of people are saying, wow, there's a lot of potential links here. How much did she know about that?
Why do you think this fraud was allowed to get so widespread?
This also has an impact on Somalis because we are also taxpayers in Minnesota.
Somalians contribute less than $900 a person to local and state taxes combined. I'm sure you understand that is incredibly low. That's actually lower than I thought it would be.
Now the investigators have come back. They've got convictions on $2 billion in stolen stuff through three scams. Now it's up to $8 billion they've discovered just since they really started focusing on it last week.
But, you know, when you come to this country, you got to learn which side of the road to drive on. You got to learn to stop at stop signs, and you got to learn the not to defraud the American people.
It's not just the Somali diaspora that has come over here and decided to engage in this criminal behavior. It's a industrial complex with the Democratic Party that enables and turns a blind eye to this behavior because they benefit from it through political support.
A lot of Somalis in my district feel like there's not enough community resources, there's not enough available for them because they're working class folks and came here refugee status and fighting poverty.
There's a reason Minnesota ranks as the top, lowest childhood poverty, best place for children to live. People are taking advantage of that, they're going to prison. That is totally disconnected with demonizing an entire group of people who came here fleeing civil war and created a vibrant community that makes Minnesota and this country better. But that's Donald Trump. Deflect, demonize, come up with no solutions. He's not going to help fix anything on fraud. My God, there's a big difference between fraud and corruption is something he knows about.
Billions of it sent back to terror groups.
Hey! Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me, sure.
I'm the captain now.
You've got 23 child care or daycare centers either closed or under investigation. The fraud may go as high as $100 million. Now think about that. In fiscal year 2018, Minnesota received $120 million in federal funding. The state contributed about $50 million in matching and maintenance funds. And we may have a fraud case of nearly $100 million in this state with money then being transferred out of the country via MSP Airport.
Their children didn't exist. So you mentioned the spreadsheets where they just used a random name generator to make up names of non-existent children to show to the state. We really are feeding all these kids, but the kids didn't exist. The food didn't exist.
The vast majority of those, was it over 90%, come from one province that is a special tribe and a mafia. And it's all run by a mafia system.
And you know, a six-word text from Bach to one of her staff members might have been the most stunning. She wrote, "We may have become the mob." Both Bach and Saeed are charged with wire fraud and bribery connected to a federal pandemic relief program. Prosecutors say nearly $250 million went through Feeding Our Future to sites that falsely claim to serve thousands of meals a day.
So a Somali-American politician here in Maine, Abdullah Ali, has placed a murder bounty on a journalist for reporting a fraud scandal for millions of dollars involving Maine Care.
If you beef one Somali, you beef every Somali. If there's one thing about Somalis, they are going to ride out for their Somali brothers and sisters. They are going to crash out.
70% of the people coming in the U.S., period, globally, the H-1B visas are from one province, and it's its own mafia that doesn't work with any of the other Indians. That's why once they got control 30 years ago, and they greased Congress's skids, they don't let anybody in but their group. You're letting one clan in.
Three centuries ago, our mothers and fathers followed a promise across the ocean. Somali hands opening a new map. Somali hearts reading the sky. Here, they found a land of rivers and stars. They named it the way the wind whispered, Minnesota.
Minnesota was promised to us Somalis 3,000 years ago. And if you disagree, you're an anti-Kushite bigot.
So the average American, whether they're black or white or whatever, isn't really involved in politics, doesn't donate money, doesn't get engaged. They do. And they're a major game changer. And the average Muslim has six kids. The average person in the West, like 1.5. Two adults, 1.5 kids on average. And they say, I'm having a bunch of kids, putting them all on welfare because I'm taking over. We are live, still on air. Despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot going on over here. We're taking your calls. Covered a lot of stories. If there's a story you want to talk about at greater length, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. So you got a lot of people on hold right now, so we'll dive into those in just a second. Since we were just playing the clip about the Somalian fraud, I also want to remind our audience that there's a new story that just came out from Daily Mail, and it's everything we've already known, just echoing it again. It's in regards to Ilhan Omar marrying her brother. I'm so tired of seeing these stories and not seeing any type of efforts to get her tossed out of this country, but here we are again. With another story, they're alleging that there's an individual who's saying that Ilhan Omar married her brother in order for him to be able to go to school here and to secure, it looks like, student loans. And then it goes back and forth to say that, you know, due to the fact that Somalia is an area where they don't have a lot of documents, a lot of paperwork, there's a lack of that. They weren't really able to confirm the fact that this was her brother. And so it's easier to commit fraud, obviously. Long story short, she married a brother so that he could get some student loans, stay in the country, and go to school here. Isn't that exciting? She also bounced around and was having babies with her first husband, looks like, according to them, while still married to her brother. I don't know. It's all just disgusting. And truth be told, we keep hearing this story about her marrying her brother, and yet there's no real movement from the federal government in getting her tossed out of this country. I mean, the reality of it is it's very apparent that she committed fraud. Why do we still allow her to be here? Why do we continue to allow her to utilize our resources? I don't know. The president keeps calling it out. He just did so too yesterday. We heard that in the, I believe it was the political interview. And he doesn't do anything about it. You're in the federal government. Get her tossed out of the country. She lied. She lied. We continue to see more and more pieces of evidence. This is obviously another individual coming forward and saying that he, and putting his name on it, it's not anonymous sources, but he was a witness to all of this and he knows exactly what was going on. So why do we allow this? It's the reason why they continue to come out here to our country and defraud the American people. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. It's also worth noting yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis did decide to designate the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE as foreign terrorist organizations. Although this is great to see. What does it mean? Well, I mean, Florida is dealing with what Texas is dealing with. It just is a failure to call it out, unfortunately. Republicans don't want to talk about the Islamic takeover of red states, and it's happening because, well, regulations are extremely low. Do you like the fact that we're not teaching children in public schools to be trans? So it's a little bit more desirable than blue states. So all these little Muslim compounds are opening up all across red states. And, you know, we love the fact that they've designated Muslim Brotherhood and CARE as foreign terrorist organizations. Obviously, they're going to sue. That they're doing here in Texas, but what does this actually do? How do you stop these people from purchasing up land, buying out our churches, creating mosques, building up these Muslim compounds, and completely destroying our communities? It's an Islamic takeover, whether you accept it or not. I don't know what else to say, folks. It's happening all over the place. All over the place. Laura Loomer doing a great job covering it. Amy Mack as well. And a lot comes with that when you cover it. You know, Loomer, who has covered CARE extensively, I don't think she's allowed to say CARE's name anymore because they sued her. It's a very aggressive group. Doesn't seem very welcoming. Doesn't seem very welcoming at all. Let's turn to another story. Remember those FBI agents? The ones during the George Floyd riot who decided to get a little political. By little, I'm being a little, being very sarcastic. When they took a knee, well, Cash Patel doing one good thing, and that was firing these very politically biased FBI agents. And now they're suing. They're suing to get their jobs back. They claim that this is a violation of their rights as Americans. And they filed a lawsuit. They all 12 of them want their jobs back. Good luck. See, this is my problem though with the firings. I feel like you should put them on unpaid suspension for quite some time, years. That's what they did to Garrett O'Boyle, which prevents them from being able to seek outside employment. Do it like they did to the others. They're still technically then employed by the FBI, but they're on an unpaid status, which means they can't collect a paycheck. And then if they want to collect a paycheck, they'd have to resign from their positions, make it pretty, you bind them pretty much so that they have to quit. So you don't have to deal with these types of lawsuits. See, that's what the left does so masterfully, masterfully. It works. Let it go. But this is what's going on right now over at the FBI. And they know this. They know when they fire these people, they'll file a lawsuit and they might get a massive amount of money. But follow the FBI tradition. If you're going to keep the agency open, if you're not going to turn the Hoover Building into a museum like you promised the American people, then at least keep the tradition going. Take these employees, put them on unpaid suspension, and make them sweat it out. Make them sweat it out, because you won't hold any of these people actually accountable, will you? All right, let's start turning to some callers right now. If you haven't done so already, but you want to join in on the show, maybe there was something I said, and you want to talk about it, give us a call. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. All right, let's start with our very first caller. Let's go to Bill, who is obviously one of the founders of the Vloomer Fan Club. He joins us now. Bill, welcome to the show.
Brianna.
Hi, Bill.
I can't believe it's really you.
I'm excited. It's you, too, my friend. How's life?
It's a little cold here in Wisconsin. We're at about 20 degrees, which is actually kind of warm. 20 for us is warm. Yeah, so you don't even need long johns on a day like today when it's 20. Barely need a coat. So, Brianna, you're talking about your clips with Nick. Now, what Nick is talking about is it's the words, right? And go back a couple calls that I talked to you about, and I always talk about my hashtag I came up with, hashtag take back the words. Hashtags, #1, are powerful. And you know what? I've just gone over the 14-year mark of being on Twitter. Back in 2011, back when Michelle Malkin was actually, she was the queen of Twitter. I went to a lot of her breakout sessions to learn how to use Twitter because I was new to it. Anyway, that just 14 years I've been on Twitter, 10 different banned accounts. So, you know, I know a little bit of what I'm talking about with Twitter. And people, don't forget about hashtags. You start using hashtags again. A fun hashtag, just for a side note, what you talked about, Omar, there's a hashtag, Incest Omar. If you go to that hashtag, you'll see some really cool T-shirts that Laura Loomer made way back in the day when she first exposed her. And we're talking like almost 10 years ago.
Bill, I hope it's just anyway, T-shirts and nothing else, I'm going to say.
It's just T-shirts. Anyway, take back the words. The hashtag, here's what it really means. Take back the words. Take back the phrases, take back the sentences, take back the paragraphs, take back the pages, take back the books, take back the words. It's a really deep meaning of take back the words, because if you really take back the books are so corrupt. I used to be involved in the school system, like as a parental group, that we really watched what was going into the curriculum and the whole thing, a whole different story. But the books are so corrupt. And what Nick is really talking about, it's the history of these words that are in the books that are used, that are weaponized against us to make you stop talking and to pigeonhole you and to call you, you know, you're a racist, this and that. So this is really a deep subject when you think about it, but it goes into the history because what they're really doing is questioning the history. You cannot question the history. No questions allowed. See where I'm going with this?
Yes. Control the narrative.
Exactly. So we have to take back the words, one word at a time. And here's the other thing. Look at what people are arguing about on Twitter. A lot of it is over these fake words that are just made up. Woke right, woke left. Stop right there. Define that. That's not a word. I don't want to get into all the fake words. People know what they are.
Yeah.
These are fake words. Don't even use them. Anti this, anti that, you're this, you're that, you're a Nazi. No, it's over. People don't care because you know what? If everybody's a Nazi, nobody's a Nazi. If everybody's a racist, nobody's a racist. Get it? Don't let these words control you. And a matter of fact, stop people in their tracks when they're trying to use the words against you. And don't forget one more thing, that the Uniparty is real. Hashtag Uniparty. It's a real thing. There is no two sides, people.
Yeah.
I'll stop right there.
Yeah, Bill, you did a great job, my friend. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, too. Thank you. We appreciate you telling people how to gain control of the narrative. Gain control of the narrative, of course. That's very, very important. And thank you for all the incredible clips that you do on X as well. We appreciate your support as always, Bill. Thank you. Let's turn to Adam in Fort Worth. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
You're a real good host, I appreciate everything you've done since you've been on the Alex Jones Network.
Thank you.
My roommate was the head security guard of the Somalian Mall in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And I lived in a Somalian neighborhood, and he was actually, the amount of crime and murder and things that would happen in that neighborhood. He got bit by an Somalian that was naked with HIV, and the amount of things he would talk about, the amount of things the damage and problems they would cause in the mall, and the amount of repair they'd have to do, and disrespect. My girlfriend was walking to my house, and she saw a shooting by a Somalian gang, and this Lutheran Social Services brings a lot of them in. And my landlord was I forget his name. He was a Muslim man who brings a lot of the Somalians to Minnesota. Does a lot of like the advocacy and bringing them in. And he's a big time Democrat that was involved in the party. And there's a lot of I've seen what Nick was saying on Pierce Morgan. There's a lot of truth if you live in black and Somalian neighborhoods. What Donald Trump was saying, and I don't know if I made any sense. I apologize. I'm just kind of rambling, but.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was laughing about your friend who was bitten by the Somalian. So you got me there. But I mean, it's an invasion. It's an invasion. And I've just, you know, they're not very welcoming. They don't really, they don't want to coexist. They're just kind of taking over.
Another thing, about 15, 18 years ago, my grandpa worked at a Walmart in Mankato, Minnesota, and they wouldn't check out the Somalian checkout clerks that were running the cash registers would boycott it working because they didn't want to check out people with pork products.
Yeah, no, that's a big thing for them. That's a big thing for them. Yeah, maybe we just start opening more pork factories and slaughterhouses and stuff, and that's how we fend for ourselves at this point. That's probably a good way to push back on that. Adam, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, as always, when you guys do call into the show. I'm very thankful for just that. Let's turn to Michael in Virginia. Michael, thanks for calling.
Yes. Hi, Brianna?
Yes, Michael. How are you?
Beautiful. Let me say this. I've been with InfoWars for many, many years. What my attention was, Endgame. A friend introduced me to that video. I thought my government as a veteran was supportive of my rights as an American. Mm-hmm. What I discovered in that video, they weren't. It woke me up. Now, the reverse psychology. Look at January 6th. Mm-hmm. We stormed. People stormed. We went along with it. What they did was condemn that operation by people, a citizen, American. So we now condemned ourselves with going up against tyranny and persecution. Now, if we do it like our revolutionary forefathers did, then it's wrong. So now they condemn that act. So we are afraid now to do anything like that. Let's look at what Nick Fuentes, Piers Morgan, these guys are ripoffs of Alex Jones of InfoWars. What they've done was commercialize and satirical means and methods to condemn facts and made it fiction and entertainment, where Alex Jones and InfoWars always portray the facts, total facts. And so now we don't want the facts, we want the entertainment. And so they've reversed everything that we're doing. Immigration. Our country was built on it. Our forefathers were built, did that. They came from other places. But now, because they're swarming into our country, we're condemning it because this is their plan. They want us to condemn ourselves. We have, you know, Alex Jones, InfoWars has to survive. They don't want you guys to continue with facts. They want you to become propagators of their entertainment and their Piers Morgan, Nick Fuentes. These guys are jokes all the way around. The truth is there, but they want us to live the lies.
Yeah, I mean, when you mention immigration, what specifically are you saying that they're trying to change?
The Somalians are flooding in. The way they're bringing them in, it causes us to say, oh, that's wrong. Oh, that's so wrong. They shouldn't be doing that. Well, originally, we came here illegally and in different terms, different ways. With the exception of how we came in many, many years ago with the Indians, the natives that were people that were here, of course. But that was then. We've gotten better when we had the Irish and the Italians and these people and coming in. Yes, we have slavery. The blacks were here. They built the railroads along with other minorities. And yes, we could not eat at the same county. We were persecuted. But we're beyond that now. We have other problems that we have to resolve. Not condemning immigration, but legalizing it, civilizing it. But we should not condemn it. Because we condemn our roots, who we are as Americans.
Now, what do you think the Somalian population has contributed to this country?
Nothing other than the lies, the people that have been allowed to come in. Look, Africans, good people around the world, humanity, regardless of where they're from, they're humans. What the evil in the world wants to do is condemn humanity. The evil in the world doesn't want the goodness of humanity to survive. They want the evil to survive. And so they bring in these criminals. They bring in these despots. They bring these people in, mixed in with the legitimate, hardworking humans who want just a better life. So we condemn those people who come in under the veil of darkness, okay, with their deception. And what happens is we condemn the good people who want to just survive.
Yeah, I think legal immigration is a great way to get those who actually want to contribute to this great nation. And Michael, first off, thank you. I believe in your open, you said that you've served, so thank you for your service. I want to, just echo the fact that immigration would be fine if we were bringing in the best and the brightest. As we watched in the last 4 years, and I know you saw this too, we were exclusively importing people from countries that don't have the same type of educational background as other countries would. In fact, they were strictly low IQ areas, countries specifically. And so what I'm getting at with this is, I want to play a clip, because this kind of adds to the argument, clip 10 for you in a second, because, Democrats exclusively, when they were in power, were bringing people in who are unable to actually be able to contribute financially to the system as much as, other immigrants would be able to do. Where I'm getting at with this is we brought people in who were going to leech off the system rather than people who were going to be able to contribute. And now you have Democrats, what we've always known was going to be the case. I know Alex has been screaming about this for a while, too, now, as many of us have, too. In clip 10, Democrats are advocating for us just to give amnesty to these folks. Take a listen.
Well, I think there has to be a foundation for what Democrats stand for as we go into the next election. And that is a pragmatic solution to many of the immigration issues that we face, including at the border. That includes a strong border. That includes legal pathways to residency and work status for many folks that are here and that have been here for many years, and some resolution for Dreamers as well. There's so much to be done in this area that we can't just sit back behind and watch this all unfold before our eyes without actually having a plan. And so it starts with a plan, turns into legislation, but we have to get the American people on our side. We can't do that if we don't have a plan.
Yeah, so Michael, I'll let you respond to this, but before we go, but I just kind of want to get at the point that, Democrats have really steered the conversation. Instead of being about people who I think would be great contributors to the country, they've brought in people who would be leeches to the system, because then they would vote for Democrats. And so it's kind of a hostile takeover of our election process. I'll let you react, Michael. We've got about a minute left.
Yes, my reaction is it's a game. They invented the game. They know the rules of the game, but yet we are kept in the dark, which is why InfoWars always exposed the game. And we're kept in the dark with these profit bagger politicians, these individuals who just speak to take advantage of the weakness of Americans' tenacity and drive and determination that we always, this country was founded upon the strength of liberty and the pursuit for happiness and joyfulness, but it was hard work. And we held those politicians accountable to their lies and deception. And what I love the most about our strength as Americans is that we did not allow it. We spoke up against it. For some reason, we have become what we call poo-putt people. We're being pimped by the political establishment, the Republicans and the Democrats. They speak these things and they say all these things the Democrats had done. But yet, slowly, they're doing very little.
Yeah.
Yet they cry and complain about it. So they have to be held accountable. We are condemning our ability to stand up with our rights, the Second Amendment. We're not standing up. We're not holding. There was a time when we were going to these places and these crooked politicians would be hung up. They would be picking out what happened in France when their heads rolled. What happened then in this country was when we stood up with Atticus, who stood up and took the first shot from the British. Where is our strength there? We condemned it at January 6th. We no longer want it. We condemn it ourselves.
Yeah. Well, Michael, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. It's a very passionate speech, so I want to give you some extra time because you did a great job at that. So thank you, folks. If you're on hold, stay put. We're going to jump back into the calls in just a bit. For the meantime, though, head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com because we actually just did a changeover on the sale that's going on right now. The website just happened a second ago. So I want to bring your attention to that. It is now 40% off site-wide. No promo code necessary. So head on over right now. This is going to last for a couple of hours. So you got to head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com. That's the alexjonesstore.com. It is 40% off the entire store right now for a limited time. Again, these sales come and go. We just saw the last one. And now you got even more discounts over at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, we're going to be diving into more calls. Give me a call, 877-789-2539. If you want to sound off on the show, we'll be talking to you in just a few moments.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Third hour, final lap of the show for this Tuesday edition. A lot going on over here. Folks, in case you haven't heard, we just launched the creatine gummies. And I'm a big fan. I was actually just munching on these. So it's recommended for I don't know if you women out there know this, but this is something that's very important for you to take. Helps with muscle recovery if you work out constantly. It's also good for your brain as well. It helps clear a little bit of the brain fog. I learned this lesson just a couple of months ago that you needed these. And so I was going around the office saying I really need some creatine gummies. And here we are. So grab yourself some creatine gummies right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. Everything is 40% off right now for a limited time, of course. So now is the time to head on over there. This one I just have, blue raspberry flavored. We also have sour apple. The blue raspberry flavored one is my fave, I have to say. I won't chew this in your ear, though. Just take my word for it. Blue raspberry, way to go. Over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. Head on over there. Grab it while you can. We just launched this one. This is a big one, and you're going to want it. It's also good for your energy as well. You'll notice a big difference, ladies, a big difference. And no one told you to take creatine. I never heard about it until I heard about it. And now my life has forever been changed over at thealexjonesstore.com. You can grab yourself some of these right now. All right. We're taking your calls, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls for the next 20 minutes. So give us a call right now because we've got a lot to discuss. All right, let's kick things off with Michael in North Dakota. Michael, welcome to the show. Michael, you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
So I've been on this earth 32 years, and I've observed a lot, and I have two amazing parents who I have a lot to credit for this, but they would tell me that it's of my own cognizance. And it all boils down to good and evil. It really does. When you boil this all down, it's all good and evil. And obviously there's more to it than that, but I just kind of wanted to give the focus on good and evil, especially from the Orthodox Christian perspective. Mm-hmm. That's really what it all boils down to. And I just want to highlight that because I feel like that does not get enough focus. And really when you're putting your lens on for the day.
Yeah.
Just remember that, good and evil. And it's very simplified, I know, but what is your take on that?
Yeah, I think we're in a battle right now between good and evil. I think we see it every day. You know, I think the assassination of Charlie Kirk was the key highlight to all of that. That was the clear explanation of good and evil. Obviously, Charlie Kirk being the good, spreading the word and doing his best to do just that. And a man who was trying to help, the alleged suspect in all of this, being the evil to still take him out and have, no remorse as far as we could tell right now. I mean, that is evil. It's something that we're battling.
It's funny you bring up. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
no,
it's
go,
funny
Michael.
You bring up Charlie Kirk mm-hmm. because, a few years ago, I was watching a short on YouTube, and it was just there's a small moment in my life that had a massive impact, and it was just a little clip of him at a college, and he was getting attacked by a lefty. We know the type. He was getting attacked, and saying, you're what are you? Who are you? You don't have a college degree. And he said, I'm an autodidact. And what is that? I'm an autodidact. I'm a self-learned. And that right there really flipped a lot for me. I had a bunch that I wanted to say, but I'm really glad you brought up Charlie Kirk because that, even just focusing on that right there, that autodidact, if everybody could learn the word autodidact, that is a phenomenal word. It's self-learned, self-taught.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that'd be a great place to cap it off for the day, and I'll call in again just so we can get some more callers in on here. My first time calling in, and I'm actually surprised I got through. But I have to give a plug to the Methylene Blue. I have to give a plug. If you guys have not tried any of the InfoWars store products or any of the Alex Jones store products, they're all phenomenal. I've tried most of them. My life is infinitely benefited from these But the methylene blue, for me, it takes a couple hours, though. I got to say this. It takes about 2-3 hours for it to kick in, and then it's like, ding, and I can feel just like the level up. And it's like my mind gets clear, everything comes into focus, my energy's honed, and I can just A to B, focus, get things done. It's phenomenal. So the methylene blue, you guys, if you haven't got it, just try it. I mean, it's phenomenal price anyway. You have to try the methylene blue. Remember that it's all between good and evil, and the best lens is through the Orthodox Christian lens, because Christ is King. Amen. And I'll end with that.
Thank you, Michael. No, it's an honor to have you on the show today, and I'm glad this is your first time calling in. We could always use an uplifting caller, of course. There's a lot of negative things going on in the world, so we definitely appreciate that. Michael, thank you for calling, and thank you for that pitch. Again, folks, methylene blue is 40% off right now, and so is everything else over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. So now is a good time to stock up or try something new over at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for calling in. All right, let's turn to Tim in Seattle. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm a little frustrated, Brianna. How are you doing?
Good. I mean, life is good over here, Tim. What's on your mind?
Well, my truth movement looks like it's in the throes of a death rattle, and all I'm seeing is these paid-for influencers attacking one another, just basically running out the clock. I thought the truth movement was going to be a bunch of sophisticated minds that realized that we were in a dire state because the government had decided to kill us all. But instead, we're in PSYOP land, and there's no exit. I don't see any exits. In fact, I see people burning down the exits and barricading them. How are we going to get away from this PSYOP war that's going on? And can InfoWars possibly stop holding the water for all of these PSYOP people? Because, like, between Tim Pool, Candace Owens, and everybody else, all we're seeing is, yeah, we're just seeing deception. We're seeing distraction. We're seeing a lot of inauthentic voices. Basically just narrative spinning. What are we going to do about it, Brianna?
Well, Tim, I want you to go in a little bit of more of a detailed response in all of this, because when you say InfoWars holding the water for these individuals, what do you specifically mean?
Protected Tim Pool. You just literally protected Tim Pool, and you said that, you know, like everybody knows that was a hoax. I mean, there was...
What was a hoax? Be specific. What are you referring to?
The shooting thing. This is...
How do you know it's a hoax? Have you seen any facts, Tim? Point me to the facts.
Yeah, somebody called the sheriff's office in Jefferson County, where Tim Pool lives.
Did you call?
No, I saw the video and I heard again, don't attack me because of the evidence that I've seen. You should just go look for the evidence yourself. You're attacking me.
No, you're not attacking me. Yes. I'm asking you to back up your claims, Tim. So you call often and you try to say that we're a PSYOP or participating in the PSYOP. I think what you just said by backing these people. I know
holding
Tim personally. Yeah, holding the water. That's a crazy claim to make. Now you're being challenged with that by asking you, to bring the facts, and what you can't bring. You're pointing to another video, which I haven't seen. I am attesting to who I know personally, who is Tim Pool, and who has never given me any reason to doubt him thus far. Now, it's an ongoing investigation, so let me talk to you as somebody who has a lot of experience about this. As a journalist, Tim, buckle up, buddy. We constantly reach out for comment on ongoing investigations, and when you do, they don't give you an actual response in all of this. Now, Tim, again, obviously said he has the video evidence. Now, when there's an arrest that's made, I'm sure he's going to release that evidence, and people who work for Tim have told me that everything is backed up and is actually correct. So people on the internet, yes, there are a lot of people on the internet who want to doubt things all the time. This just happened. He just came forward last night and detailed just that. These things take time. Now, let's say this is true and the sheriff's office doesn't have a claim, then Tim would have a lot of egg on his face, but not just egg on his face. Obviously, that would kill his credibility. And a guy who's been doing this for years, I highly doubt that he would be lying about this. Now, there are other individuals. Yeah, I understand the interfeuding. I stay out of that. As many of you guys know, I do not go after conservatives on social media. I just don't think that's productive. When it comes to all of this, I'm someone who literally sues the government, goes out there, tries to unearth documents that they don't want to give us. So when it comes to like these stupid feuds, I don't get involved. We stay clear of it. But if Tim Pool, who I know, who I've met, I've had dinner with him and his wife, if I know that there's something going on, yeah, we're going to cover it. We're going to cover it because they're two great people. I know them personally, Tim, and I don't think he's lying to us. And I think if he's getting death threats, which all of us have been getting, and that's the reason why he's very on edge these days. You know, the death threats, there's been a significant uptick since Charlie was killed. And so a lot of us are on edge. Not that we're nervous, but we are on high alert. And so Tim obviously is. This is an emotional topic for him because he's receiving death threats. So is Candace Owens. I mean, she's outlined what she claims she's faced as well. So yeah, we're going to be fired up. We're going to be angry and we're going to sit there and tell everyone what we deem is the truth. Tim hasn't given me any reason to disbelieve anything he's saying. So I'm not going to go after him. Why would I target someone who's telling me that he just, with his kid in his house, just had someone shoot at his house? We need to be a little bit more kinder to one another, I think. And Tim Pool, I have no reason to doubt him as of yet. We will obviously learn more. He called police. There's FOIA requests. Once the investigation is closed, you'll get all that information. This isn't something that he's trying to cook up. I mean, I wouldn't even understand what the end game for Tim would be, Tim Pool, to sit there and lie about someone shooting at his home. He's had to deal with a lot of death threats. I know this. I've seen them. When I see death threats for others, I flag it for them just to make sure that they know what's going on. The same thing with Laura Loomer. I mean, I was doing a story and sifting through an Antifa member's social media accounts. I mean, they were literally talking about hunting Laura Loomer down. And there was a video, a very graphic video of it. So we are all on high alert. And I do not sit there and I'm not going to go and target Tim. He's up against a lot. We're all up against a lot. Thanks for calling, Tim. We appreciate it. Let's go to Cheese Lord. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Brianna. I'm a big fan. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you very much, sir. How's everything?
A little cold up here in Wisconsin, but it's nice. It's nice drinking weather. I'm a big fan. I like you better than Leanne McAdoo and all the other female hosts. You're a really good talker, and I like how spicy and sassy you are to the previous caller and people who try to bully, you know, the movement. But why I called. I wanted to speak about how you were talking about MTG earlier with Trump. And it's my opinion that it's kind of like a teamwork situation where, you know, on a basketball team or a sports team, you have to have a captain in a military regiment. You have to have a leader. And there just needs to be a situation sometimes where people need to listen to the leader, in this case, Trump. You know, he's doing his MAGA thing, and it has to be a team player type of situation. You know, there's an African saying, like, if you want to go far, go alone. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, you have to go together. We have a far way to go. So, unfortunately, these things are bound to happen, especially with alpha males like Trump, you know, and it's unfortunate, but it's very similar also to, like, how you saw with Owen Schroyer or David Knight. You know, they can be disruptors and cause problems, and there has to be a flow state for every type of situation, or like how we saw with Elon Musk and Trump, you know. And just because MTG, who I really, really like, I like MTG, huge fan as well, you know, that she's leaving now, no now doesn't mean no forever. She could come back, you know, and maybe things will be different then. And same kind of goes for Fuentes. You know, he has like a unique strain of Trump derangement syndrome where he's on like the conservative side. Right before the election, he told all his groypers not to vote for Trump, that he's not going to vote for Trump, you know. And I think especially if you compare Trump to the previous presidents we had on the Republican Party, he's just doing an amazing job on delivering on his promises, you know, and that he should get a lot more credit than people are giving him. And it's kind of the type of situation where people are still kind of being steered by the mainstream media and the monopoly they're in, where they're able to like control everybody's thoughts and minds, you know, mind control. And it's really unfortunate that all the good things that Trump is doing are kind of getting pushed aside, you know, as far as it goes with the border, the economy, you know, even like recently, like the striking of the cartel boats, the drug boats, you know. I really think it's fantastic work. And my question for you is, what do you think we can do on the Republican side to encourage more teamwork instead of everyone just being wild and by themselves, you know, where you're not going to be able to do a lot when you're, you know, one person against an army.
Yeah. No, it's a great question. It's a great question. You know, the frustrating part in this is, like I kind of detailed before, there's a lot of internal fighting. And I think it's like this request, or this desire, I should say, to get recognition and to, this is my idea. And it's just like possession, angle to a lot of this. I think a lot of people are doing great work, but they want it to be their great work rather than a team effort, like how you've just detailed for us. And I think that's the reason why we're in this place. It's pretty discouraging because I don't think they do this on the left. I think that's actually what they do pretty well is they don't go after one another. And I think that they're very supportive of one another. And so, it would be great for us to learn from that. And I'm watching on social media and, you know, as we're talking and I see that, you know, MTG, who you just mentioned as well, is going on CNN and she's doing a lot of these corporate media outlet interviews now where she's talking about President Trump. And I think it's time to just to be done with this, this internal feud between her and the president. Just got to stop talking about it. We got to move on by going on places like CNN and talking about it. I understand that she's also receiving death threats as one of the clips is circulating now. She's claiming apparently that I think she's saying that I'm reading the quote. I haven't listened to it, that she has sent those messages to him. I'm assuming him means President Trump. I mean, we've got to move on. We've got to move on. This isn't good for anyone. This internal feuding is not good for anyone. So in regards to all of this, it would be good for everyone to work together on a lot of these fronts. Unfortunately, that's not the case. I think people are really afraid to do just that. I mean, we see it all the time, unfortunately. So yeah. Yeah. You guys are so great at this. I don't know. I would like to see more people working together on a team effort. I try to reach out to people that I normally don't speak to or wouldn't speak to, or not that I wouldn't speak to them, but we haven't like had any type of meetups or been in common rooms together. So I try to extend the arm and work with folks on a lot of different things, and I agree with you on that. But it's worth noting, too, if I want to give you a little ounce of hope, when I was down at the Pentagon last week, there was a lot of conservatives, obviously, in that room, in the Pentagon press pool, and it was impressive because nobody was doing what I just detailed for you. Nobody was, like, angling for their story better. Everyone was working together, was communicating with one another. So, you know, someone leaned into me and asked me what my question was going to be so they knew to keep it off topic and do its different topics so that we weren't stepping on each other's toes, but also we were reaching different types of topics. So we weren't all just kind of like what the media constantly does. We weren't all just on the same exact issue. So yes, I think we work better as a team than separate. And She's Lord, I'm all on board for you. Also, I like the name She's Lord. I would assume that that's what my nickname is too, because I'm addicted to cheese and truffle cheese specifically. And you're also from Wisconsin, so I'm sure you guys have some Wisconsin curdle, cheese curds is what the term is. Sorry about that. But,
yeah, they got to be squeaky.
Yes, they do. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for the question. I greatly appreciate it, as always. And I wish we had more teamwork. I truly, truly do. All right, let's turn to Lou. Lou, welcome to the show.
You are an amazing lady, and I'm so glad to talk to you. Thank you for the time.
Oh, thank you for calling. I appreciate you.
First time, and I hope not the last.
I hope so, too.
And I would love to plant a couple of seeds, Brianna, because you've got that investigative spirit that we are all in love with.
Yes.
Don't make me cry. Don't make me cry now, because it's a very emotional thing to hear all these callers and all the love they have for you and InfoWars and the team and everybody that we hold so dear. So please, I have a message for the world that requires boldness, the kind of boldness that you infect me with, okay?
Okay, let's hear
this. This is about Charlie Kirk's book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad it was mentioned because I knew that December 9th or 10th, it was going to be released. So I went there to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend that everybody go there and at least look at the book's picture. Maybe they can put it up on the screen. You've got to see the picture of the front cover of mm-hmm. Charlie Kirk's book to appreciate why he died, why he really died, and how he felt about God's word and the Ten Commandments. And this leads me right into your interview recently with the Catholic priest that you had a few days ago. Now, this man was talking about at the very end, he said, yeah, we're going to let people know what sin is. He had 2 seconds of work to do just to provide you with the definition of sin, which can be found in 1 John 3:4. And what it is, the thing that's upsetting God so much, the reason why he's withdrawing his protection from the entire world is this reason that we are breaking the commandments and we're doing it unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the number one religion in the world, there it is. Thank you. The number one religion in the world is the Roman Catholic religion. And these people, admittedly, by things you can, I bring the receipts. You can look it up in the catechism, and you can look it up in the Catholic record, that this church, way back when, decided to delete the second commandment, which forbids idol worship. And everybody knows we're not supposed to worship things in heaven or things on earth and stone statues and likenesses, pictures and things like that. You know, they've got statues everywhere. So they deleted the second commandment, and they moved the fourth commandment up to the third because they break the Sabbath every Sunday, and the world is following after them. All this should be able to pique your interest so that you can investigate it. Get in there and ask the priest about it. Why did they change God's word when the Bible strictly forbids it?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would like to say that anybody who remembers what Erica Kirk said, she went against everything Charlie's book is about. She said everybody go to church this Sunday when she gave her speech. But why did she do that? Was she afraid? I have a lot of questions about this, and the only way it's going to be answered is to read that book. And I want to let everybody know they can get the paperback for $15. It's so cheap. Send it to everyone. Buy it for yourself. Really, this is the way to send a message, I believe. And Brianna, the next time you have a religious person, please, the Bible forbids calling anybody father. I mean, this church has got to be questioned out loud, and I know it's a scary thing, but you remind me of what I was doing at your age. I was dealing poker in Las Vegas, and that's where I learned to get bold, because if you don't learn to stand up for yourself, you're going to be censored. And this is the topic that's going to shut the world down, is the choice between Saturday and Sunday. As God is my witness. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. I think you're talking about Calvin Robinson. Is that correct? I don't know if you're still on the line.
I believe so. It was during the Thanksgiving reruns.
Ah.
There she is. You guys are amazing. You're amazing. Now, please find a video where Charlie, I haven't seen it on InfoWars at all. Please find the video where Charlie is talking about his book and how he feels about the fourth commandment.
Okay.
Do you know the first word of the fourth commandment, Brianna?
We're gonna just so you know, we're against a hard commercial break right now. So, well, the show's ending. So, thank you for calling in. We'll definitely look for that. And I appreciate those kind words that you shared with our audience. Of course, it is an appreciative message as always. Thank you all who are on hold right now. I'm sorry we didn't get to all the callers. I always try to do just that. So thank you for calling in today, folks. Just so you know, tomorrow we're going to have Congressman Barry Loudermilk on the program. I'm pre-taping an interview with him in just a few moments. We've got a lot of J6 related questions. So you're going to want to tune in for that. In the meantime, though, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. 40% off site wide. Going on for a limited time only, so head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Stock up. It's a great time to do just that, and it's time to get your Christmas gifts in over at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, thank you everyone who called in, of course. I'll see you here again tomorrow. Alex is up next.
We got a sale going today and tomorrow, and it's 40% off on the bovine colostrum, and we can't even keep it stocked. It is a private label of the top bovine colostrum in the country, the highest rated. It's so good for your nails, your hair, your teeth, your bones, your body, your immune system. It's just superfood is superfood. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk put off by a mammal. It's just unbelievably good for everybody. Everybody in the winter should really be on this if you want to boost your immune system. It's 40% off today and tomorrow. That's a flash sale at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the new amazing creatine gummies with the highest quality nano creatine, super concentrated, in stock as well. It's amazing at thealexjonesstore.com.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything. The wars of the info, the evil of men. The scrolls have been written again and again. Souls are taken, some are spared. Heroes become of those that dare to fight for their freedoms and break the chains. As the old runes whisper through timeless domain. Through fire and shadow, through thunder and dread, the prophecy rises from realms of the dead.
The dark eye watches, but it cannot bind, for the strength of the free lives in the hearts and minds. I'll break these beasts to the light we find as the dawn of the chosen begins to unwind.